Tigerfield. Aloha! It is Hawaiian Tea Night. Have a big hope. Well, 95 at 14 CAM, KCR, it's the Reading Colt 45s as they take on the Novato Knicks. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you, reviewing me be on another scorching of a day in Reading, California, where temperatures reached 112 degrees. Fortunately, the theme is lights. Flower theme and beautiful as we celebrate Hawaiian Heritage Day as we give you the starting lineups for the Reading Colt 45s. Batting first will be Dusty Vela at second base. Batting second will be Cooper Thacker at shortstop. Batting third will be Kyle Norton in right field. And then batting fourth will be Hunter Reed at first base. Batting fifth is Mason Johnson at third base. Batting sixth is Patrick Fregoso, a designated hitter. Batting seventh is Jeremy Giesig in left field. Batting eighth is Giacomo Crosetti in center. And batting ninth is Mackenzie Higuchi at catcher, as we have the United States Sea Cadets from Reading about to present the colors and present the national anthem. So the colors are coming out as, again, we honor our great nation.
And tonight we have Sarah Fisher singing the national anthem. Standing until the Sea Cadets at the left field.
National anthem Sahara, as we are still at attention as the Sea Cadets leave the field, presenting the colors. All right, and it's time. I thought that was that we got past the third baseline. Okay, there we go. All right, it's time to play ball. So for the Reading Cool 45s, who are what the heck? So the Reading Cool 45s, who are coming off a fresh sweep of Sacramento new baseball order, now playing their nemesis from Wine Country, the Novato Knicks, who are wearing all red and white. It was a good three-game series played between the two clubs, with the Cool 45s taking two out of three and developing a little bit of a rivalry, as we are joined alongside in the booth, keeping us live for these next six games, is the incomparable Tyler Chapman. How you doing over there, Tyler?
Oh, man, staying cool, ready for another series of baseball. Let's go.
Yeah, man, it's been a fun year for the Reading Cool 45s as they take on the Novato Knicks. And again, this is also the time of year where the Cool 45s, the players get to find out where they're going to play baseball next season. And we just found out today that Kyle Norton will be transferring from Georgia Gwinnett and will be heading to Oregon Institute of Technology, and he'll be playing against Simpson University next year. So Kyle, who played at Lassen College and really adopted the North State as sort of his hometown, and he'll be heading up south. So it'll be good to see Kyle Norton around these parts competing against Simpson as the two teams begin to meet at home plate. Riley Cronin will be batting first for the Novato Knicks, and then batting second will be Brandon Herter, a designated hitter. Batting third will be Nico Tejada, the third baseman, and then batting fourth will be Lucas Schaefer in center field. Batting fifth will be Lucas Townsend at catcher, and then batting sixth will be Joey Totti at first base. Batting seventh will be Anzel Carson, the shortstop, and then batting eighth will be Eli Hancock in left field. And then batting ninth will be Jake Moore. And so, for the Novato Knicks, who have over 20 players on this roster from the Sonoma State Seawolves, very interesting to see a team that prides itself so much on wearing blue and gray, and then what do? They kind of flip around to their polar opposite and wear white and red during the summertime. So for the Cool 45s, who are playing with brand new walls, right down the right field line and right center, the walls have been painted yellow, along with the left and left center walls as well. And so for the Cool 45s, who are concluding this season, next week they'll be playing Sacramento new baseball order. And so Norton isn't the only man on the move. Again, having found out last week that right-handed pitcher Dustin Niles will be heading to Texas A&M, Texarkana. And then we also found out that Giacomo Crisetti will be playing at Morningside University in Iowa. And so the Cool 45s, players on the move. We also found out just today that Mackenzie Higuchi is looking at an offer from Union College in Barberville, Kentucky. And so these Colt 45s on the move and going to be heading off to four-year universities once the season is over, at least for those who'll be going to 4 years, and some others will be attending community colleges like Aaron Wood from UPrep along with his battery mate Mason Cassingham, who will be moving to Waco, Texas. And so the Colt 45s, wearing bright yellow uniforms with white numbers and white pants. And so tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by the Third Base VIP Club Pavilion. Will be Grayus Coca-Cola bottling of Eureka in Redding with the help of dedicated employees. Coca-Cola, along with its wide portfolio of beverages, including Monster Energy drinks, Powerade, Vitamin Water, Smart Water, and Dasani, to name a few, have been helping quench the thirst of their North State consumers for decades. There is nothing better than a baseball game, food, and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Share a Coke with somebody you love and go Colt 45s. And so, on the mound today will be Spencer Reif. Amber Reif, he'll be saying goodbye after tonight. He'll be heading back to Richmond, Virginia, after establishing himself as the ace of this staff with a sub-3 earned run average. Had a start last Saturday, in fact, where he went 6 innings, had 13 strikeouts, and finished with a season high there for the Colt 45s. So one last song he has in his system, the man from Richmond, Virginia, the right-hander who he said he has put on 3 miles per hour and is now throwing in the high 80s to low 90s, and attributes that to the weight room work that he has done in Reading. And so we're right, relying a lot more on that four-seam and two-seam fastball along with a curve and a slider and change. So, man who is very, very philosophical, likes to read a book a week. So as the Colt 45s get set up here, we have fans still trickling into the game in what should be a full house tonight despite the weather. It was 119 degrees, but the sun is setting right now and we're getting a nice breeze from the left field side. So a nice gentle breeze to help cool off the fans. Higuchi throws down and we're about to get underway as Riley Cronin steps into the box. And so for Cronin, who attends Oregon Tech University, and he'll be followed by Brandon Herter batting second from Sonoma State, and Nico Tejada batting third, also from Sonoma State. The skinny second baseman at 6'1" takes a fastball down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. A little bit of a late start. First pitch, 7:18. Right, winds and fires, the 1-0 pitch, four-seamer, just a little bit low, knees to the calves for ball two, 2-0. Right, working quickly as if he's got a pitch clock on him. The 2-0 is a fastball. That is, just a little bit outside for ball three. And so for Right, starting you off a little bit behind here. Here's the 3-0 pitch, four-seam fastball down Main Street for a strike. Three balls and one strike. Reif looking in, trying to battle back. The 3-1. Slider is way inside. And it hits Cronin on the back. And so for Cronin, not exactly the way that he wanted to lead things off, but for Reif right now again, who is so solid and composed in his last game, allowing just 2 earned runs. And so here is the pitch now to the left-handed hitting Herter. He takes a fastball. That misses just away near the chalk for ball one, 1-0. And so for Reif, who likes to work off of speed, pushing the tempo, slows down a bit, gathers himself, 1-0 pitch right on the outside corner for a strike just where Higuchi wanted it, and the count is 1-1. At first is Cronin, pace and a half off lead. Cronin trying to get beat, doesn't go. Slider is down in the dirt for ball two, so it's 2-1. You kind of get the sense, Tyler, he might be a little bit nervous given that this is his last game.
Absolutely.
2-1 pitch on the outside. Wow. Not sure where that missed for ball three. Boy, this home plate umpire already less than 10 pitches in, having himself a really bad night. That was in there. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That is on the outside corner for a strike. Oh, boy. It's going to be fun tonight, Tyler.
Oh, looks like it. Blue's having its own game out there.
Swung on and missed for strike three. Base is occupied, in for Rife, able to come back and strike out her. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said it's going to be a fun night with Blue playing its own game back there.
Yeah, I mean, Rife, again, the one thing about Rife is he is very, very consistent and knows where the zone is. And so when you're getting some of these early three-ball counts, just his reputation kind of makes you cringe a little bit. That's a legitimate four-seamer down and away for ball one, and the count is 1-0. One ball and no strikes. General manager Rick Bassetti entertaining the fans. The 1-0 pitch is sliced down the right field line and foul out of play. The fans making sure to park up behind the Reading Library, which is glistening with its bright windows and back down the line in right field. It's 3-10. 1-1 pitch. That's a curveball. And that missed for ball two. Huh. 2-1 the count. Here's the 2-1 delivered on the inside corner. Two seamer with some late run. 3-2 the count to Nico Tejada. Right. Set to delivers. 3-2 pitches. Swung on him. Mr. Strike 3. The throw to second, and he is out of there. A strike him out. Throw him out. A bending curveball. And then Higuchi with a quick delivery tosses out Cronin, and that ends the inning. And so the Reading Colt 45s able to get two strikeouts plus a throw out tag at second for a double play in what was a very, very questionable home plate by the home plate blue. Well, Rife does what champions do, and that is figure it out. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s coming up to bat, no score. Yeah, I'm...
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the first, and it'll be Dusty Vela to lead things off. Vela going to be followed by Cooper Thacker and then Kyle Norton. And so, for Vela, who hails from Chico, California, born and raised in Reedley, went to Reedley College, born and raised in Chico, and attended Pleasant Valley High School. Pleasant Valley, the two-time reigning section champions in baseball, having produced some top athletes, including Aaron Rodgers, who, before committing fully to football, played American Legion ball as a 16-year-old on Tiger Field. So, David Skaggs getting the start, the right-hander from College of Marin. And here's Vela stepping up to the plate. And so for Vela, as the Reading Cobra Evas are honoring the Hawaiian spirit, and you have Vela, who is up to bat wearing a lei and a green hula outfit. Takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So the only thing we're missing is a tiki, Tyler.
Sounds like a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, I think that's what I might call you tonight. 1-0 pitch. So that ball is hammered hard into left center, but going in, slicing, biting the sun a bit, but making the catch in left is Hancock. And there's one away. And so the power of the Lua does not fit the description for Vela, at least on that first at bat. Two pitches, one away. And here is Cooper Thacker. And so for Thacker, keeping his uniform the same. Thacker batting 509 games with the Reading Colt 45s. Has two home runs and nine runs batted in. He'll be attending UC Santa Barbara. Takes up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. San Diego, man. Talk about a city. And I know this because you're in Oakland. And here's the 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. At least it hasn't lost its baseball team yet, fortunately, and good on the Padres for investing in their team. But just the city, who, you know, you're talking about the Chargers who came and left.
Clippers.
1-1 pitch, slider taken for a strike, one ball and two strikes the count. But a city in San Diego that has really collegiately produced some top baseball. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Four-seamer up and in at the shoulders for ball two. So two balls and two strikes with one out. Colt 45s with no score, just getting started here. Skaggs looking in. He'll set. The 2-2 pitch. Four-seamer swung on. Lifted down the first base side and foul. Out of play, so no cars in sight. So for Thacker, going to do it again. Another kid born and raised in Chico and also attended Pleasant Valley. 2-2 pitch inside for ball three. And so having to do a little bit of a hula himself on that fading fastball up and in. In fact, actually, he's wearing a lei right now, so good on him for embracing the Aloha spirit. Here's the 3-2 pitch, taken down and away for ball four. And so for Thacker, able to get himself aboard. And here is Kyle Norton, who will be attending Oregon Institute of Technology and talking with him and just said how much he missed California, missed both the North State and the Southern Oregon region where the temperatures are a little bit less humid. Thacker at first with a short lead throw over to first and back on the bag goes Thacker. And you can imagine, Tyler, for the Novato Knicks doing their scouting report on Thacker.
Yeah, it's the first time they've seen him.
There's the first pitch swung on, lifted into left field, shading under, losing his hat, and making the catch in left is Hancock. And so there's two away. So for Eli Hancock, taking care of both outs in left field. And with two away, here is Hunter Reed. And so for Reed,
first base, Hunter Reed,
who comes to the plate. The big fella listed at 6'3" and a muscular 210 leads the team with seven home runs. Pickoff throw to first, back on the bag goes Thacker. And so the right-hander making sure to keep a close eye on the quick-footed man, Thacker. It's a little bit of a bigger lead this time. Does not go. First pitch taken down the middle for a strike. Four-seamer there by Skaggs. And it's 0-1 the count for the man out of Plano, Texas. Here's the 0-1. Kicks. There goes Thacker. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. Throw to second. Not in time. And then the ball rolls into left field. But quickly there and playing a good backup is Hancock to not allow Thacker to get to third. And so no balls and two strikes the count.
Gotta love running Redding.
Go ahead.
So gotta love them running Colt 45s.
Yeah, you do. That's 103 stolen bases now in the year. There goes Thacker. He takes off for third, though. Two pitches swung on and missed. For strike three, and down goes Reed. And so for Reed, who strikes out, and the Colt 45s go down quietly. This is going to be a good ball game tonight, folks, against Reading, what has become the Colt 45s rival. At the end of one inning, we have no score here from Tiger Field on 96.5 FM, 14 AM KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Hey, instead of the top of the second, we're
going to
do the bottom of the second.
All right, well, top of the second inning we go, and tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com. Here's the pitch. 1-1 is taking a little bit, in there for a strike. A little bit of a late strike call there. No balls and two strikes. The count 1-2 is taken into Lucas Schaefer. The 2-2 four-seamer, that swung on and lifted foul up along the right field line and into some trees. Here's the 2-2 delivery, way inside for ball three. And excuse me, not just ball three, but it hit Schaefer on his left shoulder sleeve. And so that is the second hit by a pitch. And so for Rife right now, again, it's never easy to say goodbye, and you know, I bet you there's a lot of emotion right now going through Rife as he'll be heading back off to Richmond, Virginia tomorrow. And so now, here is Lucas Townsend. Here's the pitch to Townsend. Fastball. Inside, just a little bit low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back. So one ball and one strike as we celebrate Hawaii theme day. Here's the 1-1 Kitch. Four-seamer right on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Rife right now, attacking and trying to command the zone with his fastball. 1-2 to Townsend. At first is Schaefer. Here's the 1-2 Kitch. Curveball in the dirt. And so... Two balls and two strikes, man. 445 staff really chastising, making sure you don't run around, kids. You might whack your head. Also, you got to chew with your mouth closed. Just kidding. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on him, Mr. Shanker. He looked back. had a face full of ketchup and some hot dog. There you go. Don't worry, we won't tell mom, will we?
Living his best life.
He's living his best life, man. Somebody get that kid a popsicle.
Absolutely.
He's mad at me now, man. He's gonna. One out, and now here is Joey Toddy enjoying ourselves on a very kid-friendly evening here at Tiger Field. A pitch swung on, curveball, bounced to third, up with it is Johnson, the turn to second for one. The throw to first, double play.
Let's go.
So Mason Johnson able to turn the double play, 5-6-3, Johnson, Thacker to Reed, and the Colt 40 visor out of the inning. So the Colt 40 Vibes with some solid defense there, able to get Toddy to bounce into a double play. No runs, no hits, nobody left. And at the end of two, the Reading Colt 40 Vibes and the Novato Knicks here with no score at Tiger Field.
You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the second, and we have some races going on. Some kids not knowing the rules, but the Colt 45 is there to provide plenty of assistance. And that's the thing that, you know, you just love about baseball at this level. It doesn't get more authentic than the fan experiences that you get to have. The kids interacting with the players signing autographs. You can actually go up to these guys and, you know, have a conversation with them, and who knows, maybe one of them will end up in the big league someday. Rife has a very good chance. I really see Spencer Rife as being a relief pitcher, you know, just somebody who can empty the gas tank, give you an inning and a half, too. And the first pitch to Mason Johnson hits him on the back.
Well, you know, another thing about that is he's really solid the first time through the lineup. I looked at his statistics, and he hasn't really gotten hit the first time through all year.
That's a very good point. And again, you know, I think a lot of these guys, it's about trying to find out how long you can go. But, you know, especially with today's game, and you have 25-man rosters, those relief pitchers can be just as crucial, if not, you know, more important at times, you know, than the starters. I mean, it's, again, you know, not that anybody's better than anybody else, but it's just there's so many ways that you can, you know, make a living in this game.
Wright
really seems to be one of those guys.
They're almost like offensive linemen that way. People don't really like wear a relief pitcher's jersey, but they're very integral to the way the game flows. And if you don't have a good one, like your Dodgers sometimes and my Giants sometimes, it can come back to bite you.
I do love Gagne, man. And if your boy Bonds gets to be in the Hall of Fame, then you know what? You better sure as heck get Gagne in there too, man. But
no,
I
argument
mean,
for
he
me.
he was elite.
Definitely. Elite glasses,
but
too.
His longevity was very, very short, so probably not. 1-1 pitch, bunted, foul tip for strike two. So one ball and two strikes to count to Fragoso, who was wearing a blue lei. And for the Hawaiian Islands, who were declared king in 1810 by King Kamehameha, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And so aloha means goodbye as Patrick Fragoso strikes out. So one out, and again, just such great farming land. Of course, you got the coconuts, the pineapples. Pitch taken low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And there's, of course, been some pretty famous movies made about Hawaii, but I'm going to ask you, Tyler, what is your favorite movie about Hawaii?
You know what? It's got to go with either Moana, Lilo and Stitch, or Elvis's Blue Hawaii.
Oh, where's the 1-0 pitch swung on? That ball is fouled along the first base side. In the infield, under it, and making the catch is Joey Totti, and there's two away. So neither team really not wanting to hit the ball here early. In fact, it's almost been identical between Rife and Skaggs for these first two. Two hit batters by Rife, one hit batter and one walk by Skaggs. Here's the pitch by Giacomo, and he swings and hits one hard and deep into right center, under it, and that'll drop for a base hit. Rounding third is Johnson. He is on his horse to score. Into third is Crescetti, and Crescetti is thrown out at third, but it doesn't matter. The Reading Colt 45s get its first run. So Crescetti is thrown out at third for the third out, but Crescetti, with a hard drive into right center, is able to score Johnson, and Johnson was able to slide and touch home a couple of seconds before Crescetti is thrown out at third. So the Colt 45s pick up a run on a base hit by Giacomo Crescetti. One run and one hit. And at the end of two, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. All right, and it's the top of the third inning, which means it is time for your favorite segment, the King of the Tiki, the man who put the stitch in Lilo and Stitch. It's time for Chappie's Hot Corner with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Chappie.
Well, you know you ain't nothing but a hound dog, Ethan. Anyway, tonight the Colt 45s play their second series of the season with the Novato Knicks. In their first meeting this year, the 45s took 2-3 from the Knicks, losing Game 1, 9-6, winning Game 2, 12-1, and Game 3, 4-3. The Knicks only recorded 6 hits in Game 1, scoring 9 runs. Game 2 is an absolute gem from Bronson Chapel, going 7 innings and only giving up 6 hits, recording 6 strikeouts and no earned runs. Game 3 was the closest of the three games, seeing Mason Johnson hit a go-ahead home run in the 6th inning. Dylan Cabral was brilliant, going 6 strong innings, throwing a season high at the time, 10 strikeouts. With the season series on the line this weekend, let's see what the Colt 45s can do. Back to you, Ethan.
Well, the first pitch was grounded off the glove of Johnson at Karams to Thacker, and we have our first base. We have a leadoff runner aboard in Ansel Carson. And for Mason Johnson, who is hit the ball well, but he's also now committed 17 errors. So, anyway, well, let's hope it gets better for him. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball one. And it's so weird with Mason. I mean, it just got to, I guess, irk you as a coach because he'll make the hard play, like those hard backhanders that will rob people of base hits, but then he'll take routine grounders, and sometimes he'll get them, but not necessarily a sure thing at the hot corner. 1-2 now, the count to Hancock as the lights have come on. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball, swung on, he misses strike three, and down goes Hancock. And so, for Wright, who, despite the error, continues to work well. Four strikeouts now, and here is Jake Moore.
Well, there's another thing about the relief pitcher. You got to work through traffic, and he does that very well, too.
Indeed, he does, and he's so mentally composed. I'm telling you, I think we're going to see him someday at the big leagues. Right, winds and fires. First pitch swung on, fisted into right field, and that'll go for a base hit. Into right, over to get it, is Norton cutting it off. Is Vela, and so a first pitch inside out, or an inside fastball, and just able to get enough barrel on it is Moore to squeeze out the first base hit for the Novato Knicks. And so now here is Riley Cronin. And so for Cronin, who attends Oregon Tech University, here's the pitch to Cronin, curveball down and away for ball one, and the count is 1-0. And so again, man, it's just one of those things, too, where that error really kind of magnifies itself, especially if the Knicks can find some sort of rhythm.
Absolutely.
1-0, swung on and fouled back. So 1-1. Here's the pitch. Four-seam fastball just a little bit away for ball two. So 2-1. And so for the Novato Knicks, we're looking at this game kind of like in the same fashion, the way that the Colport you guys looked at the Medford Rogues when they took 2 out of 3 from them 2 weeks ago. 2-1 pitches, swung on a miss for strike two. 2-2. At second is Carson, and at first is Moore. The Colport you guys are ahead 1-0. 2-2 pitch, slider swung on, tipped along the first base side. And foul. 2-2. Just a reminder, too, that the Women's World Cup is going on, featuring one of Reading's greatest athletes of all time, Megan Rapinoe, who will be retiring at the end of this soccer season. She'll finish up professionally. 2-2 mid swung on and rolled to third. Up with it is Johnson. Not going to have a play at first, but able to get the lead runner. And so for Johnson, taking care of the simple play, a fielder's choice by Cronin. And with two away, here is tonight's beer batter, Brandon Herter.
Our women are leading 3-0 over Vietnam currently right now.
Very good. Yeah, I saw that Sophia Smith scored the first goal. So, again, you know, I was one of those games, too, Tyler, where – you know, you never want to underestimate an opponent because we saw how Nigeria came out really aggressive with Canada.
Absolutely.
Norway dropping a surprise to the home country, to the hosting country, New Zealand. That was fun.
Yeah, I love the Women's World Cup. It's just as exciting as the men's game, I guarantee.
And honestly, too, it's just the fact that you like to see, you know, women's sports growing, and that's just what, you know, you like to see in the game being promoted the right way for the purity of the sport.
Absolutely.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball a little high for ball two above the shoulders of Herter, so two balls and one strike to count on this day. Hank Aaron hit his 700th home run. 2-1 pitch is taken inside for ball three. You know what was fun, though, was the fact that yesterday commemorated the 50. Here's the 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. Yeah, commemorated the 63rd anniversary of the first Special Olympics. And if you want to see something cool, folks, go to the Special Olympics basketball tournaments that are played in February at Anderson High School. Those are loads of fun. 3-2 pitch fastball on the outside corner. Rings up Herter for strike three. And so for the second time in as many at-bats, Brandon Herter awards the hot and thirsty fans with discount beer. No runs, one hit, two men, an error, and two men left. And we're going to the top, bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'ma sting ya. The G, the R, the I, the F, the F, the E, the Y. See, I'm 6'3 and rough, so why try to step to number 24, cooling in the flat? You get cracked with a baseball bat.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
And so we go to the top of the third, and Mackenzie Higuchi will lead things off. And again, just so excited to announce that he'll be heading to Union College and continuing his baseball career. Union College.
Catcher, number six.
Located in Barberville, Kentucky. Founded in 1879 as part of the United Methodist Church. Here's the pitch to Higuchi, taking a little inside for ball one, and it's one ball and no strike to count. The one thing about Higuchi that just makes him so good and special, his defense and his ability to throw out base runners. So flexible moving from left to right. 1-0 pitch taken high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes in the... One of the trends that we've seen, Tyler, is how more and more we're starting to see athletes adopt yoga into their routine to develop elasticity, keep those ligaments nice and loose. 2-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Do you use yoga?
Oh, absolutely. I used to run a yoga program at a developmentally disabled day program, and they loved it. And I run yoga every time I go out to play any sport.
Oh, nice. Two balls and two strikes. What's your favorite pose?
Oh, I like the what's the one? I don't really do specific yoga poses, but there's the morning sun or something. It's really good for your yeah. But anyway,
2-2 pitch swung on. Looks like trouble. The throw to first, there won't be a play, and so a little roller by Mackenzie Higuchi snakes his way past Skaggs. And then able to beat out Cronin, who tried to make a glove flip, but came up with an empty scoop of dirt. And so, for Higuchi, he is aboard, and he'll get rewarded by having a courtesy runner in Mason Katzingham. And so, Higuchi with the second base hit for the Colt 45s, and now Dusty Vela trying to cash him in. Here's the pitch, swung on, and that ball is hit high into shallow left field. calling off a short side, running under it, and making the catch is Hancock. And there's one away. And so for Hancock, man, he's been seeing a lot of time today. That's now his third putout. So for Hancock, staying busy, has more putouts than Skaggs has strikeouts. Throw over to first, back on the bag. It's Cassingham, and so for Cassingham, trying to avoid a mistake on the base paths. Shortly at first, and throw to first, back on the bag goes Cassingham. And so for Cassingham, who could test the waters of out a little bit against his high school players, not so much here against Proven Bets. Take it inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count to Cooper Thacker, who builds computers and models his game after Trey Turner. Very fast as well. Can shoot gas, but has some surprising power for being 5'10", 140. Takes inside on the inside corner for strike one.
Trey Turner, you could have a worse ball player to model yourself after for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, you could, man. I model my game after Olmedo Signs.
Oh, or maybe Adam Dunn.
And Olmedo Signs, man. Olmedo the Tomato. Remember him?
I do remember him, yep.
Ah, God bless my young years back when the Dodgers didn't spend lots of money. Here's the throw to second, and Cassingham is safe. He is safe. Cassingham steals second, a nice little hook slide, able to bypass Carson. Carson of Keeling saying he made the tag, but for Mason, Cassingham showing off the speed, the quickness, and the ability to just whip past Carson. And for the young 18-year-old who just graduated from UPrep, pulling a fast one on the Novato Knicks / Sonoma State Seawolves. I feel like there's got to be like some mixture of a name. There's so many Sonoma State players on this squad. Sonoma State Seawolves, by the way, before they were called the Seawolves, they were called the Cossacks. 1-2 pitch taken upstairs for ball two above the shoulders of Thacker. And so we're going to get timeout called. And going up to talk to his pitcher is Lucas Townsend. So timeout for the moment. Once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, which offers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com. Excuse me, it's not two strikes. Three balls and one strike to Thacker. Skaggs trying to stay in the game and trying to avoid a big offensive inning from the Colt 45s. 3-1 pitch, curveball. Saucered in there for a strike. Really just seemed like one of those marble curveballs that he throws off the end of his thumb and just drops. Passing him at second, the Colt 45s ahead of the Knicks, 1-0. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt for ball four. And so for Thacker, who is aboard with now his second walk, and now here's Kyle Norton.
Right fielder.
And so for Norton, who interestingly enough hasn't hit a home run this year. It's so weird because he hit four last year when he was with the Reading Colt 45s, swings and misses for strike one, 0-1 the count. 0-1 to Norton. But the one thing about Norton, though. Even though his home runs have gone down, so has his strikeout rate and his batting average much improved. Hitting gaps, using that athleticism of his speed. Sometimes we'll see him swing for bunt singles on occasion. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Orton fouled away for strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. The fan misters are on. Oh and two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken above the belt buckle for ball one. And so for Norton, who will be attending Oregon Tech University next year, the Owls. And again, just a kid who preferred to come back to California or come back to Southern Oregon, excuse me, but two bordering areas, very much the same culturally. 1-2 pitch swung on, hit hard on the ground, up the middle for a base hit. They're going to wave Cassingham to throw home, not in time. Cassingham scores. It's another RBI single for Kyle Norton, able to square one up, and the Colt 40 Buzz lead 2-0. And so for Norton, who just continues to find a way, entered today batting 346 with a team high 22 stolen bases. And for Norton now, his 24th run batted in. And now here is Hunter Reed. Look over to second and back on the bag. Goes Thacker. And so for Thacker and Norton, the two Jackrabbits aboard. Here's the pitch taken high for ball one. Norton caught two off the bag, and now he is caught into a pickle. Norton pointing to third, trying to organize the traffic. Now Thacker's caught into a run now. The Knicks drop the ball. The score at third. Not in time. And now Baxter's going to take off at home. Nobody was covering. He scores. And the Colt 40 Buzz lead 3-0. The catcher is absolutely livid. Lucas Townsend thought he had the tag. And I think he is just barking out on his defense. The Knicks fell asleep. And the Colt 40 Buzz on the other hand. Oh, boy. You want to talk about turning a roller coaster into a fun day at the fair. How about that for taking two stolen bases for Thacker, able to steal third and home on one play after Norton ran himself into the rundown? Just the way they drew it up, Tyler.
Oh, absolutely. They practice that all the time.
Man, and so for Townsend, he is still livid. Boy, he is talking to his pitcher, and you got to feel, at least for Townsend, somebody on the infield has to be covering home for the catcher. I mean, the fact that... I mean, I think, one, Townsend was upset at the fact that he thought he had... that he had Thacker tagged out at third. And I think he's now starting to open up the diplomacy with the home plate umpire who made that call too. Tough job being the catcher, but boy, how about that? The Colt 40 Buzz able to steal both third and home and take a 3-0 lead, and with Hunter Reed out to bat with one out. Norton at second. He pitches, swung on, and fouled away.
How about Thacker with five total bases already? That's pretty good.
Yeah, five total bases without a hit. Two walks.
Unreal.
I mean...
that's Ricky Henderson stuff right there.
That is Ricky Henderson, somebody. He had to be Ricky Henderson to bail Norton out. I don't think Norton was intending to get picked off at first that way.
I don't think so.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, but they'll take it. Pitch is taken up and away for ball one. One ball and one strike to count. Glad you could join us on Hawaiian Heritage Day, celebrating the very good players like Shane Victorino. That's the first Hawaiian player that comes up. 1-1 pitch, curveball swung on, whipped out and missed. First strike two, one ball and two strikes. I don't know. What do you think? What would be a good Heritage Day where it's like talk about states? I feel like with Hunter Reed, we should have like a Texas Heritage Day and try to replicate Texas barbecue.
Oh, I think that would sell.
Since I know you're vegan.
Oh, no, I think that would sell. I think that Texas is probably.
Once you pitch, it swung on and fouled away. Go ahead.
I think Texas would sell here for sure. Saying Colton.
We got the tractor idea from Brett Dingus, who left the team and has gone back to Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
That's a great idea too.
That is a great idea. That would definitely sell, especially in Cottonwood. Bring your tractor to school day over at West Valley. Oh yeah. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on. Grounded up along the third baseline. That's a fair ball into the corner. Waving around third is Norton. He'll score a stand-up double for Hunter Reed. The Colt 45s have opened it up and lead the Novatoniks 4-0. So for Hunter Reed, who said enough with this foolishness, 1-2 pitch, got something inside, and grounded a ball right past Nico Tejada, and so for David Skaggs, he is at the end of his rope right now. Having allowed 3 runs, still only 1 out, and this is one of those innings where the Reading Colt 45s, if you are even worried about the heat, I mean, no game is ever over, as we know, but the Colt 45s have just had this tendency of taking games over offensively. And, a lot of that is credit to the way that they approach their at-bats, too.
Absolutely. They grind them out.
So 3 runs have come across. The Novatoniks are trying to figure it out. And here is Mason Johnson, who has seen 1 pitch today. And he was hit by it. And so we got the Sandlot Sound Machine playing today as well and getting the crowd fired up. I'm not sure what to call that song where you clap and you try to get the crowd to clap. I don't know, what is that called? You're the
music man. Maker. Isn't that the Addams Family?
Go ahead.
That's the Addams Family.
Oh yeah, duh. What am I thinking? Sorry, my brain's a little cooked. I knew that one. Yeah, that is the Addams Family. Johnson swings at the first pitch and pops out. And with 2 away, here is Patrick Fragoso. And so for Fragoso. Power to the lay, draped around his neck. Colt 45 is trying to add to their 4-0 lead.
So Kurt Suzuki and Shane Victorino looks like the two most famous Hawaiians.
Yes. Here's the pitch taken in the dirt for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. And, of course, the most famous Hawaiian of all Hawaiians is Duke Kuanamuku, the founder of modern-day surfing. 1 ball and no strikes. We find it hilarious that Higuchi grew up figure skating as opposed to serving. 1-0 pitch is taken inside for ball 2. Not that you necessarily blame him. There's some scary things in the water, especially in Hawaii. You got sharks. I mean, nothing like Australia, but
I can see it.
Yeah, you definitely can see. Speaking of which, you know who's no longer with us, who I missed already? Here's the two. Oh, it's one of that ball is hit hard into right center, and that's going to sail over the center fielder's head for a base hit achiever. In to score is Reed. Tying around third, second and into third is Fragoso. He has an RBI triple, and the Colt 45s have opened this game up in the biggest way possible, scoring its fourth run and now ahead 5-0 in the bottom of the third. And so for Patrick Fragoso, with an absolute launch into right center, and now here is Jeremy Giesig. Giesig looking to get involved in the hit parade. He takes the swings at the first pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field. Coming off the dirt to the grass and making the catch is Cronin, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s come up with four runs in the third on RBI base hits by Fragoso, Reed, and Norton, along with Cooper Thacker, who stole third at home on one play. Four runs on four hits for the Reading Colt 45s, and at the end of three, they lead 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Top of the fourth inning, as leading things off is Nico Tejada, who takes high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes, and for the Reading Colt 45s, 2-0 pitches swung on and fouled at the plate. Man, talk about going from Raisin Bran to Lucky Charms. That whole inning was instigated on the daredevilry of Kyle Norton and Cooper Thacker. 2-1 pitch way inside over the head of Tejada for ball three. And so for Norton, who ended up treading too far off of first base and ended up getting into a rundown and took second. It was a bad throw then from second to get as the 3-1 pitch is swung on, lifted along the first base side, foul under it. Is Reed, plenty of room, makes the catch, and there's one away. But for Norton, who basically stood at second, held his ground, Thacker took off for third, was somehow able to beat the throw to third from the catcher, Townsend, who was covering the bag, and because Townsend was at third, nobody was covering home, and the very aware Thacker popped up and scored, taking two bases for the price of one. 0-1 pitch is grounded up along the third base side and foul to Lucas Schaefer. And so what started off as a two-run inning became a four-run inning. 0-1 pitch. Grounded to third, up with it is Johnson. Low throw, scooped up by Reed, and there's two away. And so for the Reading Colt 45s, becoming accustomed to turning lemons into lemonade as Reed was able to dig out the low throw, and with two outs, here is Townsend. It was absolutely livid after that stolen home fiasco. And again, you know, it's just got to – could have been the drive as well. Getting in a little bit late from Wine Country, not an easy trip to make. Fastball in the outside corner. First strike one, 0-1 the counts. Here's Reif, who is settled in. Looking at Townsend. 0-1 delivery, swung on and chipped to short. Up with Sid Istocker, the throw to first in time. And that takes care of that. And so for Reif, who has settled in, able to retire the Knicks down in order. No runs, no hits. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, KC was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning in the Reading Colt 45s looking to add more runs. Same man is pitching, and actually I think it could be somebody different. Let's just check in on that. Nope, same guy. So David Skaggs still pitching, and you know, a guy who just ran into some tough luck there. You know, on one hand, you want the out, you know, from that ordeal, unable to get neither Norton or Thacker. And the Colt 45 is then able to jump ahead. Get a couple more base hits by Hunter Reed and Patrick Fragoso, and that is where we stand. 5-0. And so leading things off will be Giacomo Crisetti, followed by Mackenzie Higuchi, and then Dusty Vela.
They better watch out there on Cypress Avenue. I can foresee one going to the ballpark here.
What?
I said they better watch out on Cypress. I can see one going on to the ballpark here.
Better watch one on Crisetti?
Oh, yeah. Calling it.
Yeah, you're calling your shot. Crisetti's going to hit a bomb. Chappie called it. Let's see how he does here. He has himself a double in this game. Taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Fragoso also with the triple, so
they've been touching him up.
See if we can get ourselves maybe a cycle today. 1-0 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted softly into right field. Sidestepping to his left after a couple of steps in front for the catch. And right is Jake Moore, and there's one away. So for Crisetti, he flies out, and now here's Mackenzie Higuchi. And so for Higuchi, comes from the island of Oahu. Figure skated as a kid, wasn't much of a surfer. Pitch is taken up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. So for Higuchi, he'll be followed by Vela, Staggs, sets, he'll wind in fire. The 1-0 kick swung on. That ball is lined softly into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Mackenzie Higuchi with an inside-out bloop single into right field just over the glove of the first baseman, Toddy. And so for Higuchi, who is 2-for-2 today. And so Vela. Coming up to bat now. Another man that we just found out received an offer. There's another Colt 45's ace, Bronson Chapel, who'll be attending Hawaii Pacific University. Pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Vela. So Vela, who is 0-for-2 today, looking to get on the board with a hit. Kazingham in for Higuchi at first. Kazingham not going. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. One ball and one strike with one out. The Colt 45s ahead 5-0 here at Tiger Field over the Novato Knicks. Casting in with a short lead. Doesn't go. One, whoa, whoa, under the legs of Cooper Thacker, man. Keep your head on a swivel and make sure you are watching out. That ball was lined right in the direction of Thacker, and it's lucky that he has some athleticism, able to hurdle that ball and get out of the way. Not sure what would have happened if that ball was heading for Bob Anderson. I don't think Bob can jump that high, unfortunately. He was 30 years ago he could have probably done that. Not so much now, but he's got plenty of padding to deal. One ball and two strikes for Bob, who is wearing a lei but said he has never been to Hawaii. 1-2 pitch, swung on, broken bat, hits it short. The turn to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. And so, for Vela, able to run hard and barely beating out the throw to first, but so to keep the inning alive, fielder's choice, 6-4, and now here is Thacker. And so for Thacker, who has 2 plate appearances, and he has walked on both of them. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted up on the right side of the infield. Under it, plenty of room, and making the catch is Toddy, and that ends the inning. So the Reading Colt 45s go down quietly this inning. A single by Higuchi, but nothing to show for it. No runs, one hit, a man left. And at the end of 4, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
AuthorityPM.com.
Top of the 5th inning we go as Spencer Reif continuing to work well. The man out of Richmond Virginia, who you could say is a bit of a scholar, says he reads at least one book every week, is into the Roman and Greek classics. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed to strike one. No balls and one strike to count. Oh, one pitch down and away for ball one. One ball and one strike. On this day in 1973, Hank Aaron hit his 700th home run. 1-1 is grounded to second. Up with it is Vela, the throw to first in time, and there's quickly one away. So Toddy goes down quickly, and now here's Ansel Carson.
Stepping up to the plate, shortstop number 25, Ansel Carson.
So for Carson, here's the pitch, taken for a strike. One pitch swung on, and that ball is rolled to first. Up with it is Reed. Reed very quickly has to hurry, gets to the bag at first in time to take care of the hustling Carson, and there's two away.
Efficient night for Reed Rife.
Yep. And how about the crime dog, Fred McGriff, able to joined the Hall of Fame, got voted, pitches swung on and fouled away. So, Fred McGriff, longtime outfielder, glad he got into the Hall.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who, talk about, you know, one of those players who just, you know, you know that he had his prime with the Blue Jays, the Padres, the Braves. But I remember going and watching him play the 1 year when he was with the Dodgers, and that was a fun year. I think that was also the same year that Greg Maddux pitched for him for a season.
Did Maddux pitch for the Dodgers?
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Taken, check swing, did he go? No swing. What'd you say?
So did Greg Maddux pitch for your Dodgers? I didn't remember that.
Yes, he did. He pitched for like half a season, and I remember it was just like, here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, foul tip for strike three. Down goes Hancock, and so the kids are going to get fed with ice cream. A frozen fifth, all ice cream is a dollar off. The parents should have waited about an inning, but they're getting spoiled tonight. $1 ice cream, thanks to the Reading Colt 45s and Spencer Rife, who retires the Novato Knicks in order. That is now 8 in a row retired as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway home here, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
When they reach the ball, it's over right. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That job.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Here we go for to the bottom of the fifth inning, and I'm going to be joined by 70 Aluwalia, the Foothill Athletic Director. We have Kyle Norton to lead things off. 70, thanks for joining us as my literally last second guest. How are you enjoying this? I know that Basin Casingham is your nephew. You got your young son out here.
Yep. No, it's a great night. You know, it's a little hot and everything, but
sun's gone down, you got a cool breeze, and it's a great crowd. It's been a great time.
Man, so what's it been like, you know, watching your nephew, you know, getting to, you know, go through the ups and downs of a semi-professional season?
You know, it's been crazy to watch this kid go from a little baby swinging up a tee. I knew that his parents were going to make him into a stud when they started practicing him switch hitting when he was 2 years old, if not earlier. And now to watch him do it at this level, it's just phenomenal to see, and I'm super proud of him for it. And he's got the determination and grit like no other. It's pretty cool to see in an athlete.
And now he gets to take care and teach it all to your son, his cousin, right?
Yeah. So my son, 18 months, and Mason better be out there working with him as much as he can when he has the opportunity. Give him everything, because I know that whatever Mason's parents taught him, he's going to teach my son, and I want that for him, and it'd be awesome.
Two balls and one strike to count to Kyle Norton. The pitch is swung on and missed. First strike, two. Let's talk a little bit about your own athletic career. So you went to Foothill. You were the Foothill women's basketball coach for a couple of seasons as well, so you've kind of done it all, it seems.
I try, you know. It's been pretty crazy. So, I did go to Foothill myself, played basketball, varsity basketball there and everything. But when I went to college, I decided I want to focus just more on academics. But then when I came back, I was determined to take over that program and try to build it back up. And I'm super proud of where I left it and where it's going.
Yeah, I mean, football season is right around the corner. I mean, it's crazy to think, you know, we're almost there where, you know, this town goes from being baseball crazy back to football crazy. You got Ross Griffith. I mean, and you had Juju Smith-Schuster come onto your football field. What was it like to have a Super Bowl champion, even in all that heat when it was over 110 degrees? Here's the 1-0 get swung. That ball is driven high and deep into left center. Forget about this one. It is gone. Sent to Texas. Say goodbye. Hunter Reed with a solo blast. And the Colvardy Buzz lead 6-0.
I told you to watch out, Cypress.
Man, aloha means goodbye. And for Hunter Reed, it means both things. As he said hello off the bat and waved goodbye to that ball. Boy, that was crushed.
So to have him on our field and working with our kids, I mean, Ross Griffith is out there for these kids, our varsity coach for football. And for him to go and bring Juju to our field and work with them, I mean, I just hope that sets a precedence for Foothill on how determined our coaches are to make these kids better and do that.
Here's the pitch now to Johnson, who kicks, swings, and hits a little squibber up along the first base side as the first baseman takes care of it, and he is out. So with two outs, here is Patrick Fragoso. I mean, what a cool experience, and that wasn't just for Foothill kids, but that was open to – you had over 200, you know, youth athletes ages 8 and up there, high school kids from Shasta, Enterprise, CV. I mean, it was truly impressive. So now, as we transition and, you sort of took the reins from Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a legend like that. What was the thing that he taught you?
Just patience and just communication. When it comes to athletic director, I would say the number one thing is just communication with all your coaches. I'm taking over from two massive athletic directors. Right before him was Troy Wellington, who was our AD for 14 years, and then Bill.
1-1 pitch, that ball is swung on, slicing to left center, and that'll drop four of base hit. And so, for Fragoso, able to get aboard, and now here is Jeremy Giesig. So you're saying?
Yeah, so to take it over from Troy Wellington, 14 years, Bill had it for 2 years, and Bill had it for the two hardest years I think any athletic director could have, because it was, you know, during those COVID years. And so, like, organization, just watching him do that through those years, organization and communication, and just, you know, setting your, making sure your presence is known on the campus, I think is huge, just for the athletes and the coaches in general. And so that's been always been my goal, is to let everybody know where I am and that I am always an open door policy.
That's awesome. Well, it's been so great to talk to you. You know, you got the football coming up. You lost so much with your senior class, but you feel is still in a very good position, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. In many sports, I think, you know, football, and I give so much credit to a lot of our coaches when it comes to that. These kids want to play for our coaches, and as an athletic director, I cannot ask for anything better than that.
Awesome. Well, that was Stephanie Oluwalia, the Foothill Athletic Director. Thank you so much for the interview. Appreciate you as always. Well, the Colt 45 is able to tack on another run with a home run by Hunter Reed. One run on one hit, a very long hit that he hit back to his home state of Texas. On Hawaii night, it is the Reading Colt 45 ahead of the Novato Knicks 6-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the trees.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Top of the sixth inning we go, and here is Jake Moore to lead things off. He takes inside for ball one, one ball and no strikes the count. Wind starting to pick up here a bit. 1-0 kit swung on and grounded to second. Up with it, a soccer took a bit of a high hop. Nice play, though, the throw to first in time, and there's one away. Man, as you know, Tyler, sometimes the most routine plays can be anything but routine. That cutout between the grass and the dirt can be so tough, but he played it perfectly.
Oh, man, that lip of the grass has caused a lot of people some headaches.
One away, and now here is Riley Cronin, who takes on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1. Right, the 0-1 kid, Shaswell inside, having a duck turtle out of the way of that one is Cronin, one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball two, and so for Rife. Here's the 2-1 on the inside corner, just missing for ball three. So three balls and one strike, no action going on in the Colt 45's bullpen. Not that there's been any trouble. And here's a 3-1 pitch that's swung and driven deep into center field. Back goes Crescetti to the wall off the warning tractor and over the wall. That'll be a ground rule double for Riley Cronin. And so for the Novato Knicks, not done yet, trying to rally here, trailing 6-0.
I believe that's just the second hit, right?
Yep, just the second hit. And, you know, you want to talk about, you want to talk about, it's just taken on the outside corner for a strike. Oh, and one the counts. Here's the 0-1 pitch, taken a little high for ball one. one ball and one strike. Yeah, so, you know, we've always wondered how come it's ground rule doubles and not ground rule triples. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed, or strike two, one ball and two strikes the counts. Well, so as far as the ground rule double, the rule has always been if the ball bounces in play and then bounces over, it's a double, and that's where you keep it. 1-1 pitch swung on, and by the way, but back in 1903, during the 1903 World Series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Boston Americans, you had such a packed crowd that the two teams, that the two managers agreed, the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Herter. It has been a rough night for Herter, and the fans are absolutely feasting off of it. That is the third beer batter strikeout, and so for this Cole 45 team, let's just make sure that we, you know, we add some calories as well. You know, you got to keep the pH balance level.
And those designated drivers are important too.
Yep. I just didn't want to be the one to say it, Tyler. You're the bold one there.
I am.
0-1 the counts. But yeah, no. So during the 1903 World Series, yeah, the two managers agreed that if any ball went into the crowd, because the crowds were so big that they were on to the field of play, any ball that bounced into the crowd would go as a ground rule triple.
Huh. I do.
Here's the pitch taken, and it lived up to the hype, and it lived up to the hype as well. The Boston Americans, who, by the way, became the Boston Red Sox. That series ended up going 7 games, and the Red Sox beating the Pirates 4-3. I mean, boy, you want to talk about a fun... Oh, excuse me. It was actually a best of the 1903 World Series. Boy, somebody should make a movie about it someday. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. So they decided in the 1903 World Series that it was going to be a best of 9 series. And so, best of 9 meaning you win 5 games, you're the World Series champions, and that was what happened. And so, the Boston Americans, who became the Boston Red Sox, 3-2 pitch, that's taken away for ball 4 to Nico Tejada, who draws the walk. Yep, and this was long before Fenway Park, by the way, when the field was called Huntington Avenue Grounds. So you know you're talking about an old World Series when we're predating the great history of Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. It's a bucket list item for sure.
Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, Fenway. Oh, man, talk about history. That if they better not tear that down, that place. Like, I will literally Velcro myself and tape myself to the Green Monster before they ever tear down Fenway Park.
Oh, you'd be
no
having
rebuilds,
to...
No remodels. You know, even create buildings around the ballpark if you have to. But two renovations, but you're not tearing down Fenway.
No, not at all.
They shouldn't have never torn down the house that the Babe built either.
That was terrible.
Here's the pitch taken away for ball one. I mean, again, I've been to New Yankee Stadium. It's nice, but it's too clean. Doesn't have that 1930s smell, you know?
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember Candlestick Park.
I know, by the way, it looks like a car. Oh, barely. Missing a Ford Fusion. Yeah, you want to go to Fenway, huh?
Yeah, I do. I was going to say, I'm old enough to remember when Candlestick Park got got torn down, and I still feel like that was probably the better ballpark, even though Oracle is beautiful.
So I've heard, here's a 2-1 pitch, swung on, lined into left field. Under it is Keithig, who took a first step back and then charged in to make the catch. And for Raibu, continues to work well. 6 shutout innings for the boy out of Richmond, Virginia. We'll continue the conversation right after these messages as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Reading Colt 45s ahead of the Novato Knicks. 6-0 on 96.5 FM, 1450 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the 6th inning in the Colt 45s ahead 6-0, and it all started with the Colt 45s who were ahead 1-0, but it was able to turn what looked to be a disaster on the base pass into an absolute gem. It started with Kyle Norton and Cooper Thacker, who were at first and second. Well, Norton took a big lead, got picked off, and caught into a rundown, took off for second, occupied the bag of Thacker, who took off for third, and for the Novato Knicks, they just could not catch Cooper Thacker. He stole third, and then for good measure, because the catcher, Townsend, was that they're trying to apply the tag to Thacker. Nobody was home, and Thacker just popped right up and stole third, popped up, took home. And from then on, it's been all uphill for the Colt 45s, who tacked on 2 more runs in the inning on RBI doubles by Hunter Reed and an RBI triple from Patrick Fragoso. Here's Giacomo Crisetti, who fouls a pitch away. And so for Crisetti, 1-2 strikes the count. 1-2 pitch swung on, hit into the dirt to second. Up with it, the throw to first is in time. David Skaggs able to cover the bag, and that takes care of Crisetti. 1 away, and that will bring up Mackenzie Higuchi, who is 2-for-2 with 2 singles and scored. Of course, it isn't a Colt 45s game, it seems, without Hunter Reed getting involved, and he hit an absolute tank over the left center wall to make the score 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. So 1-0 counts for Higuchi, who is likely headed to be 1-0 pitch, who is likely headed to Union College. In Barberville, Kentucky. So Barberville, Kentucky, very flat. Here's the 1-1 pitch, taken a little down for 2. 2 balls and One strike to count. Three and one the count. So, only thing that I can figure out about Barberville is that it's located on near the Cumberland River, which is what's that song? Hey Mama Rock Me.
Oh yes, that's right.
3-1 pitches swung on, missed for strike two. Three balls and
wagon,
two strikes.
Wagon Wheel is what you're looking for.
Yeah, Wagon Wheel. There you go. That song was originally
Bob Dylan, I believe.
Written by Bob Dylan, yeah.
Performed by the Grateful Dead and then made famous again by Darius Rucker, right?
3-2 hits, swung on, grounded hard up the middle, four base hit, and so for Mackenzie Higuchi, squaring it up. He is 3-for-3 on the day. And so the nine-hole nightmare coming up big, and now here is Dusty Vela, who is trying to find a way to get himself aboard. He is 0-for-3, flied out twice to left, and hit into a fielder's choice. And so for Higuchi, who will get the break from running and tagging in is Cassingham. Throw to first, back on the bag goes Cassingham. Yep, Bob Dylan wrote the song, Grateful Dead. It's one of those songs that seemed like it was just around for a long time, and then one man finally was like, oh, here's how to make this into a popular folky hit. One, a pitch swung on, hit softly on the infield to the left side. Under it is Tejada. He'll make the catch, and there's two away.
Now,
so two outs, and now here is Cooper Thacker. Thacker, who is 0-for-1, walked twice, scored, stole home. Five total bases without a base hit to his credit. He might come up with something here. Here's the pitch. Takes, on the inside corner there for strike one. Man, that ball could have hung on his stocking.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. 0-1. Throw over to first. So for Cassingham, keeping Skaggs' mind occupied. Nobody in the Novato Knicks bullpen, keeping it light, it seems. The first time around, they really brought a full roster, but I think right now just the... Let's actually look at their lineup, see if they have any subs. Yep. Just one substitution today. Here's the 0-1 pitch, way upstairs for ball one. So one ball and one strike, and we've already finding out that the Novato Knicks will play the Colt 45s next year on July 4th. That'll be a good July 4th matchup for the fans to watch. 1-1 pitch lifted along the first base side, and that'll drop foul into the vast emptiness of the parking lot. One ball and two strikes to count with two out. Crazy to think about, too, how we are actually coming up on a very sad but historic event in Shasta County, the 5-year anniversary of the car fire.
Unbelievable.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's taking high for ball two. Taking off his casting in the throw to second, and he tries to slide around the throw in time to get him. Playing a little bit of twister there is Cassingham, but this time applying the tag in time and getting Cassingham is Carson, and that ends the inning. And so for Thacker, who is left holding the check, no runs, no hits, nobody left after Cassingham is thrown out. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 6-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
Chewed to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says I am the greatest there has ever been.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Top of the seventh inning, and here is the man who is the only registered curler in Shasta County. Tyler Chapman, what's going around the MLB?
All right.
I don't know if you've ever done curling. I've never done curling.
Curling is a fabulous sport, but no, I don't have the pleasure of curling. All right. Well, let's see what happened earlier today. We had the Cubs over the Cardinals 4-3. We had the Padres over the Tigers 5-4. We had the Rays 3-0 over the Orioles, 6-1 for the Rockies over the Marlins. Nationals over my Giants 5-3, Yankees 5-4 over the Royals, suspended Mets and Red Sox. We have 6-5 for the Guardians over the Phillies, 9-6 for the Reds over the Diamondbacks, 11-5 for Ethan's Dodgers over the Rangers, 6-4 Braves over the Brewers, 9-4 Twins over the White Sox. In the middle of the eighth, we have the Angels 8-5 over the Pirates. We have the Athletics down 6-4 to the Astros and the Mariners, and Blue Jays 1-0. And, of course, we had the 3-0 result for the United States Women's National Team over Vietnam. Back to you.
1-1 pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. What was the score of the Giants game?
Oh, the Giants lost 6-4.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Three games up on the NLS. You know what? I'm not going to rub it in.
Here's the one.
Swung on, grounded to short, up with it is Thacker. The throw to first is in time. Thacker, smooth as cream cheese, and there's one away. So Townsend is retired. You know, you know what's crazy? The AL East. You have all five teams with records above 500, and the Baltimore Orioles, who are in first place, in sole possession of first place, passed the All-Star break for the first time since 2016.
How about
them Orioles? We got to kind of pull for the Orioles because they were once the main organization for the Reading Browns.
You know what? We do. And the NL West is no joke either. It's Diamondbacks and the Giants are sitting three games back. But, man, who knew about them Dodgers, everybody?
Yep. 1-1 pitch is taking a little low for ball two. And, you know, I was really ragging on them for their bullpen, but, you know, they have started to show up lately and, you know, putting teams away. Let's just, again, the question is October. Can they be consistent? Well, only one team can win the World Series, but that's really where, you know, can they do it? It's almost been like, you know, closer by committee there. 3-1 pitch is taken for a strike. I'm going to go to Los Angeles, by the way, in 2 weeks and watch them play against your ace.
Oh, man, that'll be a good game. I think that in the National League, the most dangerous teams are your Dodgers and probably those Reds and Braves.
Hey, you know who's dangerous, man?
Who's
the
that?
Oakland Athletics, because nothing is tougher to beat than a wounded beast that's in last place.
You know what? Yeah, it'll end up being a 7-0 victory for the A's that day.
Here's the 3-2 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted softly just 5 feet up the outfield. Under it is Cooper Thacker. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. So for the Novato Knicks, really out of sync offensively, and, you know, that four-run inning really went from making this game somewhat close to just not a lot of confidence from the Novato Knicks side.
They got rattled there with that Looney Tunes baseball that the Colt 45s led to play.
Hey, and you know what? That Looney Tunes baseball for the Colt 45s worked. I mean, It was, like you mentioned, you know, I gotta say, some of it, yeah, Norton didn't make the greatest of plays either, but he's just so athletic. One of hits swung on and hit hard into left field. Four base hit, finding some fairway. Over to get it is Giese, gets it into Thacker, and so a light two out single by Ansel Carson, who reaches for the second time today. Now here is Eli Hancock, who is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, and the same struggle as Brandon Herter. Here's Wright, delivers a fastball, just a little bit low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Speaking of Looney Tunes, have you seen the new Space Jam movie yet?
I have, and my daughter was very excited to see it, but she does not like it compared to Michael Jordan.
1-0 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. A little trouble with it is Vela as the ball ran up a little bit on him, but he was able to recover, gather himself, and make the throw on time to take care of Hancock. No runs, one hit, a man left, and now we're going to the bottom of the seventh inning where it'll be God Bless America, and then the Sandlot Sound Machine will lead us and take me out to the ball. 96.5 FM,
1460 UTC. White with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And when he swung his bat, went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
Satchel Paige's mellow.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
To the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. It's root for the 45s, and if they don't win, it's a shame. Because it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
The rest of your ball ball goodies. A snack shack.
Alright. Bottom of the seventh, and it's the man who was holding the check, who is leading things off, Cooper Thacker, who once again is 0 for 1 but has walked twice, stolen third, and stolen home. And so for Thacker, definitely somebody who is brainy. He can build computers from scratch, take apart the monitor, the CPU, all the cords, and rebuild them and make them work. Pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. You know, I saw a meme on Backyard Baseball about the field, so ideally, if you were to recreate any 0-1 pitch grounded up along the third base side and foul, if you were to recreate any of those fields from Backyard Baseball, what would it be?
You know, I can't recall any of the Backyard Baseball fields. I can remember one in my mind's eye.
Let me give you some more. So you had the one that looked like the farm. You had one that looked like a miniature Little League field. You had the one that, as the OT pitch is swung on a miss for strike three, down goes Tucker, and there's one away. You had the one on the beach. You had the concrete jungle that looks like sort of a street light or a street yard in Chicago.
The one I remember the most is the backyard with the barn. That's the one I remember.
Yeah, that's the one. There's actually, funny enough, there's actually a baseball field in Palo Cedro. I got to take you to it. It is really nice. It is somebody's backyard, and the backyard is a baseball field. I got to knock on their door, and hopefully they don't chase me off with their dogs or something, or get bit by German shepherds for, trespassing, just being neighborly. But yeah, no, there's a house with an actual baseball field next to it. I've been just for the heck of it, pitches inside for ball two, go knock on their door and say, hey,
why don't we do it? You know, and what if you have a baseball field in the back of your yard, you can't tell people to get off your lawn. I don't think
it's kind of gated though. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a gated front yard. It's a farm.
I would like to go see the.
And there's a high drive into right field. Forget about this one. Kyle Norton absolutely obliterates this one into the night. We knew that home run was going to come sooner or later, and with a 2-1 fastball, he got something that he liked up in the zone and absolutely destroyed it. Boy, that ball's probably going to land somewhere along the train tracks. 7-0, Colt 45 to bring up the other big swinger, Hunter E. There's a curveball. Come on, that ball is hammered into left field. There it goes to the wall, and that's going to drop at the wall. Into second goes Reed, and the Colt 45s are jumping on top of Skaggs with one out.
Have a night, boy. Hunter Reed.
Yeah, Hunter Reed having himself a night. That is, he is now 3-for-4 with two doubles and a home run. And for Norton as well. So you have Reed who's 3-for-4. And then you got Norton who is 2-for-4 with his first home run of the season.
Oh, that's what you were saying that. It was bound to happen.
Bound to happen, and it did. And boy, oh boy, it left the ballpark in a hurry. 1-0 pitch inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count to Mason Johnson. And again, a special thank you for Woodhill Athletic Director Stephanie Olawalia coming on to the broadcast and talking some local high school sports and getting us ready a little bit for football season coming up next month. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike one.
I wonder what the exit velo on that was.
Oh man, it probably was in the 105 mile per hour zone. That thing was just absolutely
cooked.
Just cooked. 2-1 pitch. Well, that ball is flared into shallow center, left center, under it, under the glove, and dropping it is Carson. Carson went out, had the opportunity, and it fell in and out of his glove like melted ice cream out of its cone. Just a rough night for the Novato Knicks, who are expected to come in today and give the Colt 45s somewhat of a challenge, but the Colt 45s have blasted off here. Two home runs, one by Norton, the other by Reed. And here is Patrick Fragoso, who takes little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So for Reed, who is at second, following Norton with a double off the wall, and for Johnson aboard with the air at short on a drop fly ball. One ball and one strike now with one out. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted into down the third baseline, foul under it, and making the catch right on the chalk is Nico Tejada, and there's two away. And so we're going to have a substitution as Trey Thomas is going to come into the game and hit for Jeremy Giesig. He's saying 0 for 3 on the night, and the Colt 45s looking to extend this lead ahead 7-0. Here's the pitch to Thomas. That's taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Thomas out of Carson City, Nevada. One oh pitch. That is on the outside corner. So, one ball and one strike with Giacomo Crescetti on deck. Here's the 1-1. Fastball snapped to the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Oh, that's not your sim cord, man. Oh, wait. Oh, the other one. Oh, my bad. One, two hits is taken on the outside corner for strike three. And down goes Thomas, and that's the third out. But the Colt 45s add another run on a solo blast from Kyle Norton, who sends one over the right field wall and into the dark Reading Knights. One run on one hit. We're through seven here. The Colt 45s ahead of the Novato Knicks 7-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
So, top of the eighth inning, and we are officially saying goodbye to Spencer Rife, who is heading out back to Virginia tomorrow after an amazing summer for Rife, who pitches with a sub-3 earned run average. And end of the year as well with, as we do the tally. So, for Wright, who finishes the season with 72 strikeouts. And so the philosopher, who exits stage left and looking to pick him up in the top of the eighth, is the left-hander from Weaverville, Thomas Canfield. Here's the pitch from Canfield. Delivers on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Oh, and pitch taking a little high for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Jake Moore, who attends Chapman University in Orange County, takes a little high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two one is on the outside corner, just missing for ball three. So three balls and one strike to count to Moore. Again, Chapman University, a very noted film school in Orange County.
Oh, yeah, Chapman University.
Oh, yeah, you went there.
Oh, yeah, sure do, every day.
Three balls and two strikes the count. And again, you know, it's been crazy to think how fast the summer has just whizzed by us.
Oh, man.
Started the season in May. 3-2 pitch swung on, diving effort off the glove of Fragoso, and that'll roll softly into center field for a base hit. So for Fragoso, made a good effort on the hard hit ball by Moore, but came up empty. And so for the Novato Knicks, trying to see what it can do against the 18-year-old. Here's the pitch, taken on the outside corner for a strike to Riley Cronin. Canfield sets. He winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch. Slider, and it hits Cronin. And so for Canfield right now, again, two innings to go. Plenty of time for the Novato Knicks to catch up. And for Canfield right now, he is fighting his command. Gave up a leadoff single to Moore. And then on the very next pitch, hit Cronin. And now to Herter, who takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And that quickly comes Mackenzie Higuchi to begin the conversation. So one ball and no strikes, and we're going to have the Lose Your Shoes race. And the bottom of the eighth inning, and we're going to see who wins this episode. Question is using Crocs a performance enhancer? Well, one of them just swung on and fouled.
Well, your boy didn't have Crocs on your little leaguer, and he won last time.
Yeah, but that's different though.
He wins everything, right?
Yeah. Lincoln Torres. That's a special athlete. You don't get kids that can just take off their. Although, maybe he's probably had a ton of practice at it with, I don't know, I won't surmise. Two balls and one strike the count. To Herter, Canfield, he'll set. Wind and fire, the 2-1, changeup on the outside corner there. So, working with some mayonnaise, not a lot of cheese or fastballs right now, 2-2 pitch, stats away for ball three. And so for Canfield right now, just trying to find something that will work consistently for him with a full count to Herter. Canfield, he'll set. Wind and fire, the 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Straight fastball. Got it by Herter. So we do see some cheese after all. And so for Herter, who is now 0-4 on the day. Oh, man, talk about a rough time at 7-11.
Give him the golden sombrero. Let's go.
Yeah, man, golden sombrero. Somebody get that guy an icy. It's taking on the outside corner. First strike one.
One of my favorite awards in all of sports, the golden sombrero.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 0-1 taking a little bit low for ball one. Here's the 1-1 tip swung on. Line hard into right field, but right in time for Norton to throw to second. Not in time. So for Norton, on the run, able to make the catch. Two outs, and we were talking about the golden sombrero, and it is credited, at least the first person to use it in the big leagues was Carmelo Martinez of the San Diego Padres. So Martinez, who brought the term along. Just one of those things that was invented in the minor leagues and brought up by Carmelo Martinez in the majors. Jackson Metz is the man originally. Or, give me 1-0 pitch. Strike appeared in the 19. 1-1.
And you got
1-1 pitch swung on, lifted behind home plate and foul. Oh boy, that's heading toward my car. Oh, but it hits the cart right next to it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I'm about to pay my busted up knees on next week at the end of summertime, baby. Oh, yeah. One ball and two strikes. I'm going to get me something fast.
So which one of your Dodgers has had a platinum sombrero this year? That's 5 strikeouts.
Oh, it's got to be, it's got to be Muncy.
It is Max Muncy on opening day of no other day. 5 strikeouts against the Diamondbacks.
Yep. Two minutes on. Oh, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back is Thomas to the wall and gone. A 3-run home run for Lucas Shaver. And just like that, the Redding Colt 45s all of a sudden find themselves being challenged. Now ahead 7-3, a 2-out, 3-run home run by Lucas Shaver, who clears the left center wall. That's probably the closest, by the way, that the ball has come to hitting the yellow sign with the hole in it, which is still being honored by the First Credit Union. There is a big sign in the left field, and if a baseball player hits that ball through that hole for a home run, some lucky fan will end up winning $10,000. It is not tonight, though. Maybe not. 1-0 hits to Townsend, and he sends a high drive into deep left field, hooking down the left field line and foul. Oh, boy. Thomas Canfield, man, he better be careful right now. He is serving up meatballs in the zone, and these experienced Novato Knicks hitters are starting to lock in.
Still only one out, right?
No, there's two outs. 1-1 pitch swung on, foul behind home play and out of play. One ball and 2 strikes the count. Here's the 1-2 hitch taken inside for ball one. Thank you. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 7-3, Colt 45. Here's Canfield. He'll wind and fire. The 2-2 pitch swung on, line down the third baseline, and that's foul. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Canfield. He'll set. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Townsend. And so for Canfield. Able to get the strikeout of Townsend. The Novato Knicks able to add a 3-run home run off the bat of Lucas Schaefer over the left center wall. 3 runs, but the Colt 45s have plenty of cushion. 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left. And we're going to the bottom of the 8th inning. It is time for the Lose Your Shoes race. 6.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. So we'll see who wins the race. The one next to it.
We got someone who's smart. Okay, you guys all have your hand along.
And so here we go. It is off to the races with the youngins. They have to run to Homer, put their shoes on, and then run to Homer, and whoever gets to Homer first wins. And off they go. And we've got a young man in pink shorts with the lead. And now here's some kid who looks like he's beyond the age gap, but he is in it. He's trying to find his kicks. Who is going to win? You got to find your shoes. There's one. There's two, and it's once again the kid with the Crocs and the pink shorts who comes away with the victory. So we got the young man in the Crocs able to pull it off.
We got second. Congratulations, you are a winner of the
shoes. So it's...
plans for the night, and then you stop and say... Alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the 8th inning, and it'll be Giacomo Crosetti to lead things off. Takes a little bit outside for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Skaggs still continuing to work. Skaggs sets, delivers. 1-0 pitch delivered on the outside corner there. 4 strikes, and the count is 1-1. And so for Crosetti, the great... great-grandnephew of 17-time champion, Frankie Crosetti. 0-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is hit hard into right field, 4 base hit, and so for Giacomo Crosetti, doing what he likes to do best, taking pitches on the inside half and driving them hard into right. Little inside-out action there.
From Feather River College, catcher number 6, Mackenzie Higuchi.
And now, here is Mackenzie Higuchi, who has a perfect day at the plate so far. He's 3-for-3 with 3 singles. The pitch to Higuchi swings over the top of a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, as we have reached the final 2 weekends of baseball season before we go on a bit of a vacation. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Authority Property Management, committed to providing owners service-oriented solutions, rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com. 0-2 to Higuchi. Skaggs looking in, throw over to first, back to the bag goes Higuchi. No balls and two strikes, and here's Skaggs. Looking in, he'll wind and fire. 0-2 pitch is taken up and in for ball one. Thankfully, we are happy to say that next week's temperatures are going to dip below 100 for the first time in like 3 weeks. Oh, boy, do we need that break.
Yes, we do.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's taken high for ball two. A little slow out of the hands. The throw to second. Not in time. Crosetti steals second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider away for ball three. That's off the glove and safely to third goes Crosetti on the pass ball. And so the Colt 45s, who lead 7-3, not trying to drop any of their final six games in front of the hometown fans, looking to apply more pressure on the Knicks. Full counts. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted behind home plate and foul and into Narnia.
You want to hear a crazy fact about Vince Scully?
Yeah, what?
Okay, so Vince Scully called a game managed by Connie Mack, born in 1862, and he also called a game pitched by Julio Arias, born in 1996. That's 134 years of separation. That's crazy to me.
Wow, that is a great fact. Oh, man, Vin. I miss Vin.
Oh, yeah, you got to love Vin Scully.
Yeah, here's the 3-2 pitch. So that ball's lined into right field, and that's a perfect day continued for Mackenzie Higuchi, who has his fourth base hit. And to score is Crosetti, and so for Mackenzie Higuchi, who is in line with Spencer Wright for Player of the Game honors.
Absolutely.
And with no outs, coming in as the pinch runner is Mackenzie. Excuse me, is Mason Cassingham. Mackenzie is Mason's sister. Oh, boy. That's when you know I'm hot. Gosh, I just called Mason his sister.
Don't tell him that.
Oh, I mean, his mom's shaking his head like, bro, what are you doing? Somebody should take you, dude. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball lifted into shallow right field. Chasing under it, running seven steps in and making the catch is Jake Moore, and there's one away. Sovela, who finishes the day 0-5, and now here is Cooper Thacker.
Stepping up to the plate, shortstop number one, Cooper Thacker.
And so, for Thacker, who is still looking for his first base hit, he is 0-3 on the day after starting the day with two walks. Pitch to Thacker, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, for strike one, 0-1. Cassingham with a short crab bleed. At first, throw to first, back on the bag goes Cassingham, and again, Cassingham learning the ins and outs both of the fielding, the hitting, but also the base running. He's been caught a couple of times with running miscues, taking a little high for ball one. I mean, it's just, that's the way it goes when you go from high school and then you go up against real college players, and college players don't make mistakes, especially the catchers at the highest level. Throw it at first, back on the bag. Goes passing him. At least most of them. We have seen, nobody's perfect, obviously. We have had seen some blunders. 1-1 pitch. There's a high fly ball hit by Thacker. In deep, back, he goes to the wall and gone. Cooper Thacker hits one into Safeway. That is a 395-foot blast. Oh, my. Cooper Thacker, say hello as he gives the thumbs up to some little kids sitting front row. Oh, boy, he is a showman, that one, for sure. And it is 10-3, Colt 45s. Man, Cooper Thacker, he has been holding out on us, a guy who just says he thrives off of hitting singles. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in his 10th game, that is his fourth home run.
Man.
I mean, that is the kid that is 5'10", 150 pounds, and boy, oh boy, that boy can club it. Ooh, he's got a sweet swing. Man. 10-3, and so for Skaggs, who says goodnight, and now we have a new pitcher in Joey Toddy. So Toddy is going to come in and pitch. 4 or 5 reserves, just not listed on the official scorecard, but man. Cooper Thacker sure is something else. You can just see the speed, the quickness, the soft hands, the way that he's just able to extend his hands quickly and sharply through the ball and just generate pop. What a ball player we've gotten to witness. A lot of good ball players. But man, Cooper Thacker in a very short time has left his mark in the biggest way. And so here is Joey Toddy, who is out of the College of Marin.
And setting us the play for the
45. And so here is Norton against Toddy. The pitch, they're swung on and fouled away, and that's going to go behind home plate. The children are tired and ready to go to bed now, believe it or not. Nobody chasing after that foul ball. 0-1 the count. Toddy looking in. He comes into his setup and delivers. 0-1 is swung on. Fouled back to the netting. Three runs scored by the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the eighth. Now ahead 10-3. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's taken high. But I believe that is the game high for home runs hit by the Colt 45s. Three. They haven't hit as many this year. But so powerful, nevertheless. 1-2 pitch, curveball that stays up for ball two. 2-2. Turn Norton, the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is hammered into left field, going back 5 steps under it and making the catch in left is Hancock, two away. So Norton flies out. And now here is Hunter Reed. I don't know what Tejas is. It's pronounced Texas. Here's the pitch. Taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The count. One oh pitch. Here's Reed. He sends one deep into left center. Back it goes to the wall. And off the wall. That's going to roll onto the grass. Reed standing into second with his double. He is now 4-for-5. Talk about a guy who's just making his rounds, hitting with pop. Man. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of had to hold the brakes on that one. I thought that was going to be another home run at first.
It seemed like you did.
I was able to pull up. I was able to put on the brakes, Coach, just early enough, though. Yeah, you got to give me that.
That's all you have to do, man. Just pull on the brakes.
Yeah, I put on the brakes. Here's the pitch to Johnson. That swung on and fouled back. Johnson reaching twice today. One on a hit by Kitch, and then the other on a drop fly ball at short. Man, I thought this was going to really come fireworks if he had hit his second home run. That would have been for Reed. 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one. One ball and one strike, two outs, 10-3, Reading Colt 45s. Last weekend of the season. Next week will be against Sacramento NBO. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball on the outside corner. There's a strike. One and two. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Mason. Curveball swung on. And that ball is popped up into shallow left field. Calling it under it and dropping it is Hancock. In to score is Reed. Mason Johnson, the man of good fortune, who reaches on base for the second time via a dropped ball in left field. It's now 11-3, Colt 45s.
I already wrote that down as a pop-out before it ever even happened.
What'd you say?
And I wrote that down as a pop-out way too quickly.
Oh, boy. I'm starting to be a bad influence on you there, Tyler.
Exactly. I was trying to cheat, man. I had to put the brakes on.
Yeah. I won't talk about that speeding ticket in Weaverville. Here's the pitch taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One over to Fragoso. That ball is swung on and lifted into foul territory near the third base side. Under it and making the catch is Tejada, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s able to top the Novato Knicks three runs with four of their own. A skyscraper home run by Cooper Thacker, an RBI single by Mackenzie Higuchi, a double by Hunter Reed, and then for Mason Johnson, able to score a run on an error. Four runs on three hits, an error, a man left, and through eight innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 11-3 on 96.5 FM, 1450 AM, PCNR.
8 miles high and falling fast.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Top of the ninth inning and in to pitch for the Reading Colt 45s. That man is Niles. Dustin Niles, the right-hander, who's going to attend Texas A&M Texarkana next spring. In to pitch and looking to hold on to an 8-run lead, the local boy out of Foothill High School in Palo Cedro. So the pitch to Joey Taddy as Niles looks in. Gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the inside corner, just missing for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Niles sets, winds and fires the 1-0. Swung on and fouled away. Ooh. Not sure what that hit. That might have landed in the trash can, to be honest. That didn't sound like a car. That had the sound of a dented dumpster. Here's the 1-1. Slider bounced in the dirt for ball two.
Are you sure your car doesn't sound like a dented dumpster?
Oh, my car. The next car that I get, I'm definitely going to treat a lot more like the Castle of Thieves and less like my backyard as a first grader. 2-1 pitch swung on, hammered into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Toddy on his way for second, jogging it in softly, and so Toddy with a double. And so for the Novato Knicks. Hanging around and up to bat is Ansel Carson, the left-handed hitting shortstop. 11-3, Colt 45s. The pitch to Carson, taking a little low and in for ball one. Delivered. Oh, up and in for ball two. A little bit of shaving cream there for Carson with Toddy at second. Came a little high for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Three of pitch delivered on the outside corner for strike one. 2-1 pitch taken inside for ball four. And so, for Niles, not making it easy upon himself. And so, with runners at first and second, looks like we got a couple of arms getting warmed up, but I think this is for Niles to take home, protecting an 8-run lead. Here's the pitch, delivered, missed inside for ball one.
Nothing.
One oh, check swing, did he go? That's fouled away. That might have hit Hancock off the wrist a little bit, went over. Glad you could join us. Top of the ninth, the Colt 45 is ahead 11-3, joined alongside by the man, the myth, the man who keeps us live, Tyler Chapman. 1-1, that's a curveball, and it hits Hancock on the shoulder, and the bases are loaded for the Novato Knicks.
That's how they drew it up. Let's go.
And so, for Niles, who is fighting his command. And so for Coach Bob Anderson going out and talking to Niles, Bob giving some words of advice. Pretty quiet night for the Colt 45s, but definitely a loyal fan base who came in this what started off as 112 degree heat. Suck it out, and the temperature is now cooling into the low 90s. And next week we're going to get below 100 for the first time in 3 weeks. So that'll be a good way to end the season. Some good condition baseball. Fly ball down the right field line and foul. Hit by Jake Moore, 0-1 the count. I don't know, Tyler, do you think the Colt 45s have a triple play in them?
Oh, man, I'm hoping for something like that. I love a triple play.
I don't think I've called a triple play. 0-1 pitch, that's in the dirt, skids by Higuchi, but quickly over to cover as Niles. So one ball and one strike, all the runners hold.
I can tell you one thing. Watch that microphone if you do call a triple play, because you're going to be lit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you'll be lit. I will be, too.
The 1-1 pitch. That is bounced in the dirt. Shillelagh for ball two. Two balls and one strike. So, and just a reminder, Tyler, no running around the radio station.
I would, too. The end of the game, let's go.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball, that swung on and missed for strike two. So Niles with the bases loaded, trying to relax and work out of this small jam of his. Gave up a leadoff double, walked, and then hit a man. And now the bases are loaded. 2-2 pitch, swung on, ground dribble along the third base side, and that's foul.
That's what we need for that triple play.
Yeah, triple play. Trying to think, have I ever seen a triple play? I don't think I've seen a triple play live.
I've never seen one live. I've only seen an ESPN Sports Center there.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did see one live, but it didn't go to my benefit. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Now I got a story, man. So I was coaching at Shasta Dam Little League against the guy who, ironically, I coached with this past season. And the guy challenges me to to a real game of baseball. We're dealing with, like, coach pitch farm kids. I'm like, you know what? Let's do this. And so we get the bases loaded. And gosh darn him, I'm still kicking dirt to this day. CG Mitch, that's in the dirt for ball four. All runners move up. A bases loaded walk to Jake Moore. And it's now 11-4, Colt 45s. So, like, my best player comes up in Lucas. It's an absolute screamer to the coach's kid, Silas. And I'm telling you, Silas has his eyes completely closed. And kids at this point, they don't understand, okay. You know, because you've been just telling them, hey, just run the bases. And, you know, it's just sort of assume that you're going to score, reach it to the next base. You don't have any concept of going back. Hits a screamer. Kid has his glove open. Closes his eyes. Catches the ball. And gosh darn it, as the one, oh, hit just swung on, driven hard into right field, trying to give chase to it. It is Crosetti, but it'll drop behind him for a base hit. One run comes in. Two runs come in. And all of a sudden, with the score now, three runs being put up with no out still, as Riley Cronin brings home a two-run singler. And now, here is the last man that I would ever see come to bat. It is Hogan Weaver. Hogan Weaver, who was a roommate of my younger brother's at Sonoma State. Big fella. Listed at 5'11". 240 pounds. I mean, man, if Meatloaf were a human, and we're not talking about Meatloaf the rapper, and the actor, we're talking about just Meatloaf. Well, that's Hogan Weaver, man. Big fella, big red beard, full of life. Thought he was going to pitch tonight, but instead they're going to let him swing the bat. And meanwhile, Niles' night is done. He makes the pitching appearance and ends it without recording any outs and inheriting two runners. So, for Niles, who allows three runs, and now we'll see who the new pitcher is coming in. We'll take a break here. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out, connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
All right, well, bottom of the ninth inning, and the Colt 45s trying to avert complete disaster as they lead 11-6, but have allowed three runs in what started off as a 7-0 lead has shrunk to an 11-6-5 run lead. And now here's Hogan Weaver, who is a PO, but they are asking him to come on and bat and to keep this game alive. The pitcher Weaver takes a big old hack for strike one, and the count is 0-1. And a fun fact about Hogan Weaver, besides the fact that he was roommates with my younger brother Josh, well, He also won a pie-eating contest last year at the Sonoma State Student Fair. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 the count. Said the pie was made of fresh strawberries. 0-2. Weaver looking like a big strawberry himself with his beard and his jersey. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed strike three, and down goes Weaver. And so Weaver strikes out. That is now the fifth strikeout for the two-hole hitter tonight. Man, two, usually a good number in baseball, but not so good tonight. And now here is Nico Tejada. With runners at first and second, Skyler Goddard pitching and closing now, trying to clean up the mess. The pitch from Goddard, that is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. What's your favorite flavor of pie?
Oh, man, you got to go cherry.
Oh, there you go. And, of course, you're an 80s rock fan, too, so that would be your favorite.
Oh, of course. I saw them a couple years ago. It was badass. I just did it.
Busted!
All year long, I didn't say nothing.
Man, we're about to get shut down because of you, Tyler.
Oh, one, man.
One, that's taken inside for ball two.
You had to bring up Warren, didn't you?
Hey, man, all I was talking was about pie.
That's all I'm talking
it's
about.
Good. 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Taken there for a strike. 2-2 to Nico Tejada with the pirate himself. Tyler Chapman calling this game with us.
That's right.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Oh, that ball is hit hard into center field. For a base hit. Holding at third. Is Jake Moore. And so, the bases are loaded with one out. For Lucas Schaefer, who hit a home run. In his last at bat. Oh, boy. One hand, the Colt 45s are a double play away from getting out of this thing. But on the other hand, too, Schaefer is showing he's got some next level pop. And one swing of the bat really makes this a ball game. Pitch, he chops it up along the third base side and foul. 0-1. And so what turned out to be sort of a napper. Well, you're not going to fall asleep on us. We're just too darn entertaining.
That's right.
Especially you, Tyler. Better watch yourself.
I better.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on grounder to third. Up with it is Mason. He touches third for one. The throw to first, not in time. So a run comes in the form of Jake Moore. But the Colt 45s do get the out that they desperately needed in that scenario. And so, with two outs, here is Lucas Townsend.
You know, we'll have to ask Spencer how he feels about, no, we won't ask him that.
Gavin Vallis. So, Gavin Vallis. Now it's about hitting for Lucas Townsend. Here's the pitch. Slider on the outside corner there for strike one. Both that run being charged to Niles, 0-1 the counts. Goddard looking in. He'll set. He'll whip and fire the 0-1. That's taken a little high for ball one on Hawaii Appreciation Night, where fans are wearing Hawaiian shirts. One one pitch slider, that's on the outside corner. First strike two, one ball and two strikes, and now Goddard. One out away from one strike away from giving the Colt 45s the win. 1-2 pitch, slider just a little bit ahead, a little bit high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Colt 45s ahead, 11-7 on a night where they hit a season high three home runs. The 2-2 pitch swung on, rolled up along the third base side, and that's foul. And so for Velez, trying to show what he can do. Two-two pitch, curveball swung on. That ball's popped up along the first base side. Do we have an athlete out there? No, we do not. Oh man, nobody brought their gloves down the first base side. And so for Velez, keeping the game alive, keeping the at-bat alive. Colt 45's one strike away from taking game one of the series against the Knicks. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Crisis averted. Skylar Goddard comes in and gets the job done, finishing off the game and winning as the Colt 45s beat the Novato Knicks by a final score of 11-7. Tonight's players of the game are Mackenzie Higuchi, who goes 4-for-4 at the plate with a run batted in, a perfect day at the dish, and of course to Spencer Wright, who goes 7 complete innings and doesn't allow a run. We'll talk to both players coming up right after this. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM KCNR. Tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management was voted best of the North State for 2022 and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Well, we are here with the tonight's players of the game in Spencer Wright and Mackenzie Higuchi. Spencer Wright closes out his Reading Colt 45 season, going 7 innings, does not allow a run, and Mackenzie Higuchi, who goes 4-for-4 at the plate with a run batted in to lead the Colt 45s over the Novato Knicks 11-7. So I'm here, first of all, with Spencer Wright, who has been nicknamed the philosopher. I give you that nickname. Thank you. You know, first of all, what you been reading? You've read Marcus Aurelius. You've been reading the classics. What are you diving into now?
Man, I'm almost done Discourses by Epictetus. So after that, I'm going to move on to the next Stoic philosopher, and his name's Seneca. So Letters by Seneca I will be reading next.
Awesome. Well, you were in the zone tonight. 7 innings. Didn't look like you were getting a favorable strike zone at first with some of those fastballs and sliders, but how are you able to hold through it and just continue to pound away the way that you've become accustomed to doing?
I mean, there's only one thing you can really can control, and that's what you do on the mound. I can't control how bad the guy is behind the plate, and it certainly helped that I have Mac behind the plate stealing strikes for me, framing them well. But the only thing you can control is yourself, so.
Awesome. Tyler, what do you have for Spencer?
So, Spencer, you're going back home. How did you like it out here in California? Do you enjoy your summer?
Yeah, it was a blessing out here. I grew on the field and off the field. I couldn't ask for a better place to be.
What do you think was the biggest aspect that you learned about yourself and why you feel you're going to leave, you know, Reading as a better ball player?
You know, just experience, everything experience. Talking to people, learning new things about new people on the field. You get better as you play each game. So just experience and use everything as a learning curve, you know.
I mean, you ended the season cooking at around 88 to 89. I mean, it seems like there's so much more for you to do as a pitcher. And we were talking about how, you know, maybe we could even see you getting drafted, playing in the big leagues as a middle relief pitcher. I mean, you're so composed and you're just so good at getting yourself, you know, in and out of, you know, mixes whenever you find yourself into some, whether they're, you know, self-inflicted or not. What's the key to keeping that mental mindset, and is that the goal to maybe even pitch in the big leagues, or is the goal to become a millionaire and live on a Greek island?
You know, both sounds pretty ideal to me, but obviously the first dream is the same dream I had as a kid, to be in the major leagues. But if it doesn't work out, I would like to be on the Greek island. But for me personally, I just think compete every single pitch, and that's all I can do, is bring my best to every single pitch and attention to detail on every single pitch.
Spencer, it's been an honor. Congratulations. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing summer for you. Mackenzie, it takes two to dance, and you're the dance partner on the other side. Spencer, what was it like? It really seemed like there was kind of a rough idea of what the strike zone was at first, but you guys were able to settle in, communicate, and really 7 brilliant innings of ball.
Yeah, first inning was kind of rough. We were both understood that he's not going to give us anything low or anything that's kind of close. So for the most part, we were just trying to weather the first inning, get back in here, talk it out, and then figure out a plan for the rest of the game. After that, I mean, I have trust in him. He has trust in me. That's, like, one of the biggest things. So once we got back out there, it's just he trusts me to call the right game, and I trust him to make the pitches. So, and that's exactly what happened.
You come up to bat, you get the little cue shot infield single, and then from there, all of a sudden, you're flowing in finding fairway. The last pitch, you really hit well for a single. What was the mindset with the approach at the plate today, hitting?
My approach is more like, there's nothing that's going to beat me. I've seen them before, both from the previous outing and just from watching the game. So I just went up there thinking, try to have fun, do what I do, and good things will happen.
Tyler, what do you have for Mackenzie?
So I've always wanted to ask a catcher this specifically. So you go out there and you're planning a game on the other side that most of the fielders just really aren't planning for. They're out there doing what they got to do to stay engaged, of course. But you're out there planning an entire game with the pitching staff. How much effort do you really devote to the batting side of it, or is your head still on the pitching side even when you're up at the plate?
I am. That's one thing that I struggled with coming into the season, and I'm glad to report that I've been working on that so much that it's been paying off. I've been able to separate the two, and I've been able to find success in both.
Last question. You're going off to Kentucky, or you have an offer from Kentucky. You haven't committed next yet, but, again, congratulations. Definitely a lot of hard work has gone into, you know, receiving this offer. What's been the biggest learning experience for you, you know, coming in here? And have you enjoyed, you know, playing in 112-degree heat?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed my time here. It's been an honor and a blessing. I mean, just playing in front of the fans and in Reading is an amazing experience, and I'm going to take away a lot, especially from my leadership role as a catcher and just being a team player in the lineup.
All right. Well, it's been Hawaii. It's been Hawaiian Appreciation Day, and we were with the Hawaiian himself. Kenzie Higuchi, congratulations. Spencer Reif, congratulations as well. Your two players of the game, Spencer Reif, Mackenzie Higuchi. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to this game live on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and Free Fire Radio. We'll be back tomorrow night as the Colt 40 Buzz take on the Novato Knicks in Game 2 of the series. First pitch starts at 7:15 p.m. This has been Ethan Hansen alongside Tyler Chapman in the studio saying good night from historic Tiger Field.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Red and Coats. Fire away. Red and Coats. We're in the game to play. Shoot them down. Red and Coats. Blast away. Red and Coats. We'll whip you all the way. Another Colt 45's victory. 11-7. Over the Novato Knicks. Red and Coats. First pitch tomorrow of Game 2, 7:15, right here on KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Your home for Colt 45's baseball. KCNR Radio. Strike them out, throw them out, double play all the way, shoot them down. Ready, Colts. We now return to regularly scheduled programming.
Yesterday. And sitting on the couch this morning with my best girl, she was leafing through the Washington Post first, and I said, let me know when you get to the story about the IRS whistleblowers, which didn't appear yesterday. Perhaps they've got a good story on there on that subject in there today. Turns out, no. They're just there, dead set on not mentioning the confidential human sources at the IRS. This, you know, the cover-up in this city. This is cover-up city, man. It's just amazing. So the Washington Post, once again today, not mentioning the two IRS whistleblowers, not mentioning the 1023, the IRS form that was made public yesterday by the United States Senate, because they're engaging in oversight. And then the establishment, the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state, lashes out at any effort to reveal the truth about the President of the United States because they think it's more important to protect some Ukrainian guy who's a secret. Again, buy him a condo. He'll be happy, really. Probably pay him less money over time. And this is so outrageous. And then the news media is, of course, calling the whistleblowers the so-called whistleblowers. So-called, they're career IRS investigators, agents. And the news media is smearing them because the news media is an engorged appendage on the body politic of the Democrat Party. And they, again, the Washington Post doesn't even mention it. On MSDNC, they smear the whistleblowers. It is good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Man, the armies of people you have protecting your crimes, your corruption. Just extraordinary. Jonathan Turley even had to lash out, the law professor at the George Washington University in our nation's capital. So-called journalism is his headline. NBC calls the two respected IRS veterans, quote, so-called whistleblowers. That's by Jonathan Turley. And also a fun story out of Rhode Island, which happened a few weeks ago, but I have an update for you on a Democrat state senator there who keyed. He took his car keys to a car and vandalized the car because the car had a Biden sucks bumper sticker on it, thus proving that Biden sucks and so do his allies. So this Democrat state senator in Rhode Island, a state famous for organized crime, isn't it? Isn't that true? Organized crime? And here's this Democrat state senator. They also have like those whites only clubs that Sheldon Whitehouse belongs to, right? Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. He belongs to the whites only yacht club. That's actually what it's called, which is interesting. And a Sheldon Whiteman, Senator Sheldon Whiteman. So yeah, I've got an update for you on the vandal Democrat state senator who just couldn't contain himself when he saw a Biden sucks bumper sticker. He should try being a Republican for a weekend. See how that goes. That's not likely to happen. Yeah, Josh Miller is the Democrat senator's name. I've got an update there. Gavin Newsom pushing the LGBT in California, pushing the LGBTQIAA plus thing on schools and one school is having none of it. Ron DeSantis in Florida talking about suing Bud Light because it turns out their estate retirement funds were heavily invested in Anheuser-Busch, and guess what? They've taken a hit. New York City is going to pay millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter protesters because they're stupid. And that's coming up. We got, Oppenheimer and Barbie and, tequila. Tequila is, a threat to the environment, according to the left-wing media. Look out, environment. Here comes tequila. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Breaking news, President Biden's plan to introduce a digital dollar is already in progress, and it's vital to understand the potential consequences. Contrary to their claims, this initiative may not be in your best interest. Time is of the essence, so taking action now is absolutely necessary to protect yourself. You can help protect your savings from the risks of the digital dollar by diversifying with gold and silver IRAs. Call the experts at American Alternative Assets. Call them today at 888-4-GOLD-20, 888-446-5360. Call them for guidance on safeguarding your retirement savings. Say no to the Biden government's digital dollar. Call 888-4-GOLD-20, 888-446-5360. Call now. Individual results may vary. There is no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Seek your own legal, tax, investment, and financial advice before opening an account.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
I'm Eric Ray, co-founder and CEO of Podium. We're a software platform that is the easiest way for you to show up online, convert your leads at a higher rate, and grow your local business. A few years ago, my dad called with a problem. Despite having thousands of happy customers at his local tire shop, only a handful of angry ones actually left reviews. He was stuck with an online reputation that did not match how customers really felt. And he wasn't alone. I started Podium so local businesses everywhere wouldn't be held back by missed reviews, lost leads, and wasted time. Podium is an all-in-one communication tool that lets you easily connect with customers in the way they prefer to communicate, through text, phone, messaging apps, and your website. Customers love the convenience, and businesses love the results. See why over 100,000 businesses like yours have given themselves an instant advantage with Podium. Visit podium.com/plant to see Podium in action and claim your limited-time 10% discount. That's podium.com/plant.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
And the treatment of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Capitol Hill yesterday by the Democrats is astonishing. Debbie Was a Man Schnitz actually bragged about trampling his free speech rights. Just the son of Bobby Kennedy, the nephew of John F. Kennedy, trampling his free speech rights because she said his speech might cause harm. That's what she said. So when asked about censoring him, she did not dispute that they, the Democrats in the Congress, were busy censoring him. She just said that they had to be stopped because his speech might cause harm. And they called him all kinds of names. He objected. We've got some of the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Exchanges, the audio for you today as well. Right now, let's go to the telephones. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Dave. Calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Dave. Dave, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. The government wants us to think that they will never sell out their or expose their confidential human sources or people who work with them towards a common goal. How did that work out in Afghanistan? All those interpreters and informers who told us what was going on in Afghanistan, we kind of sold them right down the river, didn't we?
Well, we did, and that was the Biden administration and the Biden Justice Department. And, you know, and the FBI is like, hey, we can't let our sources be exposed because you'll never get another source to come forward again, you know, if we have a reputation of... But then I got to say, I was having this discussion last night with Mark Morgan, a 20-year FBI agent, and I said, well, so wait a minute. So the President of the United States gets away with bribery and all this stuff because we wouldn't dare expose a confidential source in Ukraine that revealed the crimes to us. Is that the program we're in? And I'm like, well, we can't expose our sources at the expense of not prosecuting the crimes involving the President of the United States and his son and his family. And you sound like me, Dave. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me that the priority would be protecting the source and not prosecuting the crime.
If this were Trump, that document would have been released without the black boxes on it, let me tell you. And I, back to the show. The show's going great. I love it. I watch it every night. But I hesitate to be too overconfident. It seems that Mr. Nichols' rehabilitation is coming along nicely. He's starting to agree with you guys from time to time. Or maybe that's why you have Mark Morgan on, so that he'll agree with you guys.
Well, we remain hopeful when it comes to Jason Nichols on the Right Squad. And thank you for watching. We're on at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on Newsmax. Be there.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities, of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
By the Bar Caves. Not everybody gives you a soul finger by the bar case, but we do. Watch, people will steal it. You'll hear it. You'll hear it later today on other shows. Bum, 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 bum. There is a fairly hilarious piece in the Washington Post today. While there is nothing on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. having his First Amendment rights stripped away by the vicious fascist Democrats, pay no attention to that. While there is nothing about the IRS whistleblowers and the millions of dollars going into the Biden family coffers, and nothing about the FBI document that was released off of Capitol Hill yesterday, causing a furor at the FBI and in the Biden White House. Nothing about that in the newspaper today. Because, hang on a second, because it's the Washington Post, and it looks like a newspaper, but it's not. But contained in today's edition, there is a funny story about heat. Because, you know, they're very upset. Oh, it may be the hottest month on record, which is better than the other day. They said it was the hottest day in 120,000 years. And then NASA had to jump in and say, we've only been keeping weather records since 1880. So saying 120,000 years, going to your cave paintings for your weather reports, dimwits. But the Washington Post has the headline, seniors, meaning senior citizens, seniors increasingly migrating to nation's hottest places, going to the hottest places seniors are. That's because they're retiring and they want to get out of the snow belt. And the more warming there is, having grown up on the North Shore of Chicago, the more warming there is on the North Shore of Chicago, the happier people will be. See? Got you ever chip ice off your car at 4 o'clock in the morning? Because if you ever had, the Washington Post subheadline, many underestimate threat of extreme heat, researchers say. They talk to researchers who say that many underestimate the threat. That's a very scary story of extreme heat. And then they have four typists on the story. I remember not so long ago when they had one reporter per story, and they wrote the story. I don't even know how you write a story with four people. How do you? A story by committee. You know, that's what the way they did it in the Soviet Union. The dateline is Sun City, Arizona. That doesn't actually mean that they went there, because the Washington Post announced a couple of years ago that they don't have to be in the city that they dateline the story in. They don't care, because they have no standards. No standards at all. Sun City, Arizona. It was 6:15 p.m., 110 degrees. The speakers were playing Hot Blooded by Foreigner, and the seniors of suburban Phoenix were blissfully arm-pumping their way around the walking pool. Blissfully? I thought we were supposed to be terrified. But wait a minute, they're living in Sun City and they're blissful, and it's 110 degrees? And then they quote a man, Brian Hurst, who said, quite honestly, I'm good up to 110 now. You do acclimate, he said. Bob Hurst, who decamped from Northern Virginia 2 years ago with his wife, Vicky, to this 55 and older community. So he could be 56 years old. He's in the pool. It's 6:15. It's 110 degrees. You move to Sun City, Arizona. You know, it's called Sun City. That should have been a clue before you moved there. And it was. And he's fine with it. You know, they're fine. Quite honestly, I'm good up to 110 degrees now. It's dry heat. You know, it's a dry heat. So that's much better. Despite the blistering evening, Ira Schneider was happily submerged in the hot tub. Not even the pool, the hot tub. It's like, you know, hey, God, you know, the hot tub's even better. They haven't mentioned cocktails yet, but I can tell that there are cocktails around here somewhere. And so he was blissfully emerged. Everybody's blissful, which was a relief of sorts, the Washington Post says, around 100 degrees. He lived in Phoenix for 22 years, but now he moved to Sun City outside of Phoenix. To get him to return to his native New York, he said, quote, you'd have to scrape me off a cactus. See, that's he doesn't want to go back to New York because he likes it there. Now, this story is supposed to be about how terrible it is, yet everybody's blissful and they're happy and they're in the pool and they're even in the hot tub. The story is lots less scary than the headlines, I think. But that's me. That's your Washington Post. It's very scary out there.
You know what's nice about a hot tub in Sun City, Arizona?
What is nice about a hot tub in Sun City, Arizona?
You don't have to plug it in.
Plug it in, plug it in. That's right. Don't have to plug it in. Don't need no electricity. It saves on energy. It's green. It's green for the planet because it's already a hot tub. Hot tub. Yeah, in the Washington Post, we're living through Earth's hottest month on record, scientists say. Over here, they have researchers. Here, they have scientists. The next story, they have experts because, you know, it's the Washington Post. They have experts and researchers and scientists. That's the thing. All right, let's take another phone call, Michael. And we're going to get to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We're going to get this form that was released off of Capitol Hill yesterday. This is huge. It's gigantic. I'm going to get to it after the top of the hour. It is the be all and the end all. I mean, the prosecution rests. You take what was released yesterday, and the FBI is upset about it because they're engaged in a years-long cover-up for the Democrat Party. And that's tragic. And their excuse is, you know, they might see the big board, like in Dr. Strangelove, that our confidential source might be compromised. Well, what more do you expect to get from this confidential source? He's exposed the president of the United States, who was then vice president, taking millions of dollars in bribes to commit corrupt acts in the United States. Isn't his work here done? I mean, honestly, what more do you think you're going to get from this guy? That he's going to, you know, prove the existence of God. What more could he do? All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Ryan, calling from Arkansas. Ryan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Happy Friday.
Thank you very kindly.
Well, so, when Representative Goldman said to RFK Jr., said, you are a racist and an anti-Semite, why didn't the Republicans immediately move to have his words taken down and him prevented from speaking any further for disparaging a witness, as they did to Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, that's a fun question. I think the members of Congress. Well, that's very interesting. That's a very interesting question. Personally, I would leave it in the record. I wouldn't have it stricken from the record because I'd want his slanderous smear to remain in the congressional record, because it might come in handy later. The Democrats might move later to have it stricken from the record because they may not want to have it in the official congressional record over the long haul. Because there, I don't know, Ryan, if you watched much of the hearing yesterday, but the ongoing smear, the sustained smear of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of the Robert F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy family, the smear, who is running for president as a Democrat, the smear was really something to see, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yes, it was. Actions speak louder than words, and they clearly are very afraid of this man.
Why do you think that is?
Because he speaks the truth, and Democrats can't handle the truth. And I had one more question I wanted to ask you as well.
Yes, sir.
So Chuck Grassley releases the memo yesterday, and I've seen a few responses on Twitter. Their go-to response when getting cornered with the truth is, it's been debunked. And I just wanted to say that Democrats out there, as soon as you say it's been debunked, you lose the debate automatically, because it's been debunked is a BS excuse.
Well, and they said that raising the question of the Wuhan Red Death coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, had been debunked too, right? And that surgical masks didn't actually protect you from the Wuhan Red Death. They said that had been debunked. You know what's been debunked? Russian collusion, the Steele dossier. All of that had been debunked long before the FBI took it to task. You know, the fact that President Trump's phone call to Ukraine, which was all about, Ryan, you know what it was all about. It was all about Joe Biden taking bribes from Ukrainians. And now it has been thoroughly established that, and the confidential source reveals, and the Grassley, the FBI memo that was released yesterday that has them all upset. Why do you think they're upset at the FBI? Why do you think they're so hell-bent on protecting this amazing, invisible, confidential source, while they're attacking whistleblowers from the IRS the day before yesterday? Now they're attacking anybody that would expose potentially a confidential source in Ukraine that is, you know, he's done his job. He's exposed corruption at the highest levels of the United States government, including then Vice President Joe Biden, now President Joe Biden. But in Washington, the White House, the FBI, the Justice Department are hell-bent on saying, well, we couldn't possibly expose the crimes of the President of the United States because we're protecting our confidential source, a guy in Ukraine. Does that make sense to you, Ryan?
No, it doesn't. They can't handle the truth. And I thought you were supposed to protect the whistleblower. The whistleblower cannot be named. Remember, that was just a few years ago.
Well, yeah, now they're turning the tables on, as they so often do. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. And they've got double standards when it comes to whistleblowers and when it comes to confidential human sources and President Trump's phone call to Ukraine, which was he was impeached for that phone call. Alexander Vindman, remember, he was the hero of the day, right? And Trump was over the target back then. He knew that Biden was dirty in Ukraine. He made a phone call about it, and he's impeached because he was pursuing the truth.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Chris. If not for double standards, liberals simply would have no standards at all.
That's a fact, Jack. Man, oh, Manischewitz. I am telling you. Ryan, thank you, buddy. Are you suffering from sweltering heat in Arkansas today?
Actually, no. It's storming and hailing and all that. It's global warming.
It is clearly climate change and global warming. I'm not sure which is worse.
Exactly.
I do wake up in a panic about it every morning, though. That's
I'm telling you, I can tell. I can hear the trembling in your voice, sir.
Yeah, constant state of terror. Ryan, thank you, buddy. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. We've got 80 degrees and low humidity and sunny today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Washington, D.C., and that's good. We'll take it. These people. Can I just say these people? Can you say these people, Michael? No, it depends on who you're talking about.
This is for real. It is not made up.
I am in a major panic. I got to tell you. The big news, and it is gigantic news, Chuck Grassley, as Ryan just mentioned, Senator Grassley from Iowa, released the FBI record, which is, and we've been hearing about this document for ages now, and how the FBI doesn't want it released, and then minor redactions, then the names are redacted and things. Oh, but no, you could lead the Ukrainians to the confidential source. So the FBI would rather protect Joe Biden from the law than move this confidential human source to Florida and buy him a condominium, which seems like a pretty reasonable alternative. But I will share with you what's in the document, my thoughts on the document, and what was said, at least some of what was said yesterday on Capitol Hill. But it's extraordinary. Grassley obtains and releases FBI record alleging VP Biden foreign bribery scheme. This is from Senator Chuck Grassley's office that I am reading. Grassley Comer to continue joint inquiry. That's not what it sounds like. That's the two of them are going to get together and have an inquiry. See, most in D.C., joint inquiry means people are sitting around getting stoned. But that's another thing. Into FBI handling or mishandling of significant politically charged investigation. So they found this stuff out, the FBI, years ago, that Joe Biden was taking millions of dollars and Hunter Biden taking millions of dollars, according to their highly paid, highly reliable, confidential human source on whom they relied and depended for a great deal of very special information. And when they found out, they just buried the document somewhere in the Justice Department in the FBI building. And the people that railed against Trump and raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and paraded and championed Alexander Vindman, they sat on this for years, and then when it's made public, they yell at you because they say you might be compromising their confidential human source, and which is apparently their number one priority in not prosecuting crimes, which are revealed by way of confidential human sources. Now, if that makes sense to anyone, that person needs a brain scan. So I've got that coming up, and it's big, big stuff. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the treatment that he received at the hands of his fellow Democrats yesterday. He was astonished by it. And then Debbie Wasserman Schnitz bragged that stifling, trampling Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s free speech was important because his testimony might have been harmful. His testimony might have been harmful. So they had to stop speech of, you know, this Kennedy family. I think he's the patriarch of the Kennedy family now, isn't he? Pretty amazing stuff. As I've said for many years, the Democrat Party today is closer on the political spectrum to Lee Harvey Oswald than they are to John F. Kennedy. I'm right where John F. Kennedy was on the political spectrum. The Democrats a lot closer to Lee Harvey. You know what I'm saying? Fair play for Cuba, all that stuff. That's today's Democrat Party, not John F. Kennedy.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $20 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-973-3097, and you are guaranteed a $20 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3097. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-800-973-3097 now to secure your $20 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-973-3097.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nugs
spicy
and
chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich, Dave's single and a frosty,
frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
Okay, team. Line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had 3-hour wait times.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Why is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cop.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now, we just got word here that the judge in Florida, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, who was born in Cali, Colombia, and is now a federal judge appointed by Donald Trump, has set a trial date in the documents case in Florida for May of next year. May of next year. That is toward the end of the Republican primary process. President Trump may have already secured the nomination by then. Judge Cannon sets Trump classified documents trial for May of 2024, the radical leftists at MSDNC report. Judge Eileen Cannon on Friday set Donald Trump's classified documents trial to start May 20th, 2024. How about Joe Biden's trial? When does Joe Biden's trial begin? Seems only fair, doesn't it? We've got all these documents. We've got the confidential human source that the FBI had years ago. We've got Joe Biden on camera saying that he basically ordered the Ukrainian government at the time to fire the prosecutor that was investigating the company that was funneling millions of dollars into his family coffers. Bribery is specifically cited in the Constitution and, under causes for impeachment, high crimes, misdemeanors, bribery. Listed right there, and we have abundant evidence and testimony. I got an idea. Let's protect the Ukrainian confidential informant by bringing him, presumably him, to the United States of America, where he can testify in the trial, the bribery trial, and the impeachment trial of the President of the United States, and somebody can buy him a nice condo. That'll be good. Special Counsel Jack Smith wanted to start in December. Trump wanted to put the trial, put off the trial while he was running for president. So the judge, who again was appointed by President Trump, is identified as a Republican, probably just because she was appointed by Trump. She's a Dukey, went to Duke University and a law degree from the University of Michigan. The special counsel, Jack Smith, had pushed for a December start date of this year. Trump wanted to push off the trial through the 2024 election, so in her Solomon-like way, she put it in the middle. And it should really be thrown out before then, but it won't be. In which a Republican victory could make any federal charges against Trump disappear. Well, in theory. How about the charges against Joe Biden? When does the impeachment trial of Joe Biden begin in the House of Representatives? There's a fair question. I've got the FBI form.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio.